You go.
I've been starting the last several ones. I was waiting I thought you'd have some kind of quippy little snarky bitchy comment off the bat.
Oh, like Lily Gladstone's character in the first half of Killers of the Flower Moon.
Yeah. And then
I didn't like her
the
attitude.
second half of this podcast, you can lay in
I
bed
can
in
lay in bed
pain.
dying because you're giving me fake
Yeah.
insulin. Or what was the deal? Fake insulin or real insulin plus poison?
If you think I paid attention to all 3.5 hours
to the
of that
second
fucking
half of
movie,
Killers of the
and
Flower
like
Moon.
every time she was on screen, I definitely fast forwarded. Just because, like, I don't care about her writhing in pain in the bed, and I had to get through 3.5 hours of a movie.
That's
So
true.
I just was like, bedtime again, bed.
Yeah, you got to do what you got to do to get through a Scorsese movie these days.
It's true. I still haven't seen The Irishman, so
It's better.
it's sitting right there in the Criterion cabinet.
I kind of liked it.
I'm sure I'll like it. I like
Yeah.
the story,
Yeah.
and I like the actors,
Yeah.
and it's dudes rock.
It's a pretty dudes rock
Yeah.
movie. Dudes rock more in Irishman than Flower Moon.
That's
Although there is.
because there's women
That's
in
true.
Flower
But
Moon.
there is like a decent amount of dudes rocking in even in Flower Moon.
Yeah,
Because it's just
but there
like
is women characters, which I
there
don't
are yeah, there
want.
are women
I don't
characters.
want in my
Which
movies.
is certainly a drawback of any movie of that
Except
type.
for Glengarry Glengay. That's the best movie.
Yeah.
Best movie of all time. Or Men in Black who like to have sex with each other. That's secretly the best movie.
Black men who like to have sex with each
Yeah.
other.
Note to self, Sam just turned and looked at the screen. No, I was just checking if it was on. That is a Dirty Work reference for anybody wondering.
That I could rewatch
Right
anytime.
now.
Probably right now. Do you want to
Skip the pod and watch Dirty Work?
skip the pod and watch
Or
Dirty
hope that
Work?
somebody pays us money to watch Dirty Work? Hint,
Yeah.
hint, wink, wink, nudge,
Maybe
nudge.
someone who, I don't know, didn't take us up on our amazing double feature offer last week.
So many offers.
What the hell was that?
This was Black Friday for this
It
podcast,
was
and
Black Ass Friday and
nobody
nobody
saw
showed up.
Cyber Monday, Cyber Sunday, Cyber Tuesday. We did all those, and
We've been cybering for
we've been
days.
cybering. We're big cyber guys.
And nobody even wanted the piece. Now, am I to remember what those double features were? Both involve, there is one movie the
There
same.
was one that was Fracture and one that was Instinct.
Ah, yes. Fracture Instinct and Fracture Blades of Glory.
Yes.
$250. We're going crazy
We're losing money
and
on the deal.
slashing
We're
prices.
losing money on this, and nobody took us up on it.
It's insane. We'll give you another chance, but I'm honestly losing faith at this
But only
point.
one more chance, and then
And then no more chances.
maybe
And
a
then three more
second chance.
chances. Hi, I'm Scott. That's Drew.
Yo.
This is the show. We're sorry.
Welcome to, of course, the worst year of our lives, aka the news, the
AKA.
number one alt-right furry weeb podcast on Spotify or YouTube
Yeah.
or Apple Play or Google Pods
It'll always be
or Tide
iTunes to me.
Pods or
Tide, was that a Tide
we're doing Tide
Pods?
Pods again. They're
We
back.
may be the number. Are we the number one podcast on Tide Pods?
We could be.
I think we could
It's
be.
back. We're back to doing it.
Look.
They discovered it's not actually as bad for you as they said it was.
And what nobody ever told you is they are objectively delicious.
Yeah. They
They just were bad for you.
what they look like, they taste like is
Yeah.
what they taste like.
Yes.
Yeah. And remember
Yeah.
when there was a while where you weren't allowed to have videos on YouTube like
Yeah.
talking about eating Tide Pods or showing anybody eating Tide
Those days are
Pods?
over because we're eating Tide
We're
Pods.
eating Tide Pods right now. Yum yum yum.
We're eating Tide Pods and referencing the alt-right,
Yeah.
which is where we're at
It's a big
culturally.
day.
Yeah.
It's a great day for America,
We're a
everybody.
real late teens kind of podcast.
Which is the way we like it, late
Because
teens.
we're also in our late teens.
Yes. And that's it. That's the
I
podcast.
guess that's the
Goodbye,
podcast.
goodbye, everybody.
Damn, we gotta start doing 5-minute podcasts.
Yeah, remember when we did 30-minute podcasts, but they weren't good?
Yes.
Yeah. Remember when we did 3-hour podcasts and they're great, but everybody gives up after 2 hours?
Yep.
Yeah, I like those too.
Last week?
Last week,
Yep.
or like a period in time where we were only doing 3-hour
Yeah.
podcasts.
Or let me put on my Johnny Carson great
Kabuki.
great kabuki, great Cormac McCarthy. Was it like Carmack?
Karnak.
Yeah.
The magician.
Yeah. And,
something.
And hold up the envelope, this week will be 3 hours, I think. Opens envelope. Oh, yes, it is.
That's not how the joke goes, but,
pretty sure.
Good job on butchering it. what are we doing again? What's this podcast about? I've already forgotten. I'm too full of chicken to use.
Yeah,
we ate
a lot of chicken. Here's the thing. Here's why I have mixed feelings. I ate too much chicken, but I could have eaten more chicken. Don't hand me the chicken. Oh. I wish that you would not.
That's fair.
And I feel good for not eating that more chicken. But I still did eat too much chicken.
Do you want a fucking medal?
Yes, but a silver. I don't think I earned chicken gold today.
I agree. Well, that's because there's no Georgia Gold.
Y'all remember KFC Georgia Gold?
It was so good.
She was good.
Great.
And I think even Nashville Hot's gone now. I think
now other people have Nashville Hot, and according to you, it's trash.
It's all like all non-KFC Nashville Hot fast food has been absolute garbage. But
all non-KFC fast food is garbage.
Maybe.
Maybe not.
But like, yeah, all the good
Chick-fil-A is pretty fucking
all bad. The good wet chicken that KFC made.
Yeah.
They don't do wet chicken anymore.
Oh. It's too wet. People are slipping and sliding.
Too many wet chicken
too
related
many wet,
injuries.
Wet chicken floor. Yeah. Dangerous.
I guess that's right.
That Georgia
first.
Gold was really, really
so
good. Really good.
I love a mustard-based barbecue sauce.
Me too.
Love a yellow barbecue sauce.
Yeah.
So good.
Not a lot of people do it.
You know who makes a nice one? You know what?
Golden Corral.
I will tell you who makes a nice one, but you guys listening, you're not allowed to tell anyone because they don't want the secret getting out. Trader Joe's. Trader Joe's Carolina Gold Sauce. Delicious.
I don't know if I've ever actually been to a Trader Joe's.
We'll go next month.
No, I'm fine.
All right. It's kind of an insane store because I think they only sell like their own brand.
Yeah,
stuff.
I think so.
And like the aisles are chaos. Mm. Like nothing is labeled.
Yeah.
Like just you
grab.
You have to walk the entire. If you know what you want. Too bad.
Good luck.
Yeah. You will walk the entire store trying to find it.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's very interesting.
I like the chaotic attitude.
It is chaotic. Yeah. Yeah. But the aisles are very wide. So they're not.
Oh, okay.
You've got plenty of room
yeah.
while you're having to walk every single.
While you're having a panic attack about trying to find the one thing you're looking for.
Yeah.
And it's a real like, well, there's some sauces here and there's some sauces in one of the other aisles.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
You figure it out.
Go track it down.
Yeah.
Well, I look forward to our Trader Joe's experience.
It'll be fun.
Yeah.
I'm going to get more sauce.
I need to get more Chick-fil-A sauce because I meant to get it last time at Walmart and I forgot. Thanks, Sam Hall, you bitch. You distracted me. Anyways.
She did distract
me. I hope our listening audience has got their ears tuned in for drinks because it's going to be a real sippy episode.
It's going to be sippy slurpy.
Slippy slurpy.
I have currently in my field of vision 4 unopened energy drinks, which by night's end will be opened energy drinks.
Opened and sipped.
Yes.
Only one will probably be finished, and that's only if Scott doesn't like one of them.
Yeah.
I will finish it on the spot. And then be sad that I have to wait a month to get more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they'll be gone when you try to get them.
Fuck! Did I buy 3 more boxes of Captain Crunch blueberry pancake cereal?
Yeah, you
goddamn
did.
Right I did.
Yeah.
3 for $10. I'm not turning that down.
Get it while
also,
it's
they were gone for 3 years.
Yeah.
Although, I don't think they're as good as they originally were. I think this might be a Canadian...
They changed the damn
recipe? I think this might be a Canadian-made one. And because we're so strict on like preservatives and flavors.
One less bucket of corn syrup.
Yeah, exactly. So
it's too bad.
It is a little different. I still love it.
Sure.
Shout out to James Starbucks for not buying more of that blueberry Captain Crunch syrup. That he said was the most sugar-filled thing he'd ever eaten.
That's disgusting. I feel like I saw something like
there's
that.
Pancake mix that is that flavor.
No, I think I saw a syrup. I think I might have seen. Do not, guys, let me be clear.
Quote Scott on this.
Do.
And go look for it.
Not quote me on this.
No, go look for it. He's telling you it's a thing and it's in stores now.
I think I saw Hawaiian punch syrup.
I think I saw Hawaiian punch syrup.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think there's also a Trix syrup.
You may be exactly right.
I think I've seen that too.
Could be the most correct thing you've ever said.
Hmm.
Which, granted, low bar, but I think it is correct.
White people drive like this.
But black people drive like this.
That's the most accurate thing I've ever seen.
Here's the most accurate thing you'll ever hear. Next week is Smarch Madness.
God damn right it is.
Which, as we have established, stands for Sexy March Madness.
It is the sexiest episode of the podcast.
It honestly is the sexiest episode
It is the only episode from start to finish that we record fully erect.
That's actually true.
Painful.
Yeah.
Because we're not allowed to touch them.
Uh-uh.
They're just there.
No.
They're just a part of the set.
No, we just pop a weekend Cialis.
Yep.
Don't touch it and see what happens. Just have to
keep it in our pants.
I am going to be so upset with you people. Yes, you people. Mm-hmm. If next week's episode isn't, for the second straight year, our number one episode. Mm-hmm. Don't fail me. Look,
we're letting you know in advance.
Yeah. And we are going to do our part. We are going to do a great episode. We got one
best episode.
We have one a year.
Everybody says it's the best.
A lot of people are telling me it's the best episode. Look, we have one good episode in us a year.
Yeah.
It's going to be next week.
It's going to be next
week. So we're going to do our part.
Not this week, for sure. Not this week.
No, this week's going to suck.
We're saving ourselves for Smarch.
Yeah. So we're doing the hard part in doing the episode. All you assholes have to do is listen to the episode and then get everyone in your extended family to also listen to the episode. And then it's the number one episode.
Yeah.
And that's it. So just do that. Okay. Like, don't disappoint me. And then fucking pay for the double feature. What's everyone's problem? Mm. Just do it.
We're giving you all the clues, Mr. Policeman.
Why do you hate fun? Christ. Do you want to have too many energy drinks?
I do. We said the name of the podcast.
Yep.
We said that you're Scott and I'm Drew. What's your social media handles?
My social media handles are not Scott Henson on Twitter. More importantly, come to this YouTube that maybe you're on right now. So great. You've already done step one. YouTube.com/@NotScottHenson. Subscribe if you're not already. And then join.
Especially if your name's Brian.
Join if you're not already also. And I think someone recently joined.
We got a new joiner.
I think we have a new joiner. I think we have Jackie Joyner Kersey. Y'all like 90s women's track and field references?
I don't know the reference, so no? Yes.
You're not a Jackie Joyner? And the she's like related to FloJo?
Uh-huh.
But also maybe not. Maybe they're just two black women who did track.
Could tell you.
Not sure.
Marion Jones, is that a thing?
That's a thing.
Remember when she cried when she got caught cheating and then she was a bitch about it?
Maybe she shouldn't have cheated.
I agree.
What do you think about that?
I agree. It's like Michael Johnson? Ben Johnson.
Ben Johnson.
Who's Michael Johnson? Also a runner?
No, the basketball player.
Oh, Chicago Bulls legend Michael Johnson.
Washington Wizards legend Michael Johnson.
Charlotte Bobcats legend Michael Johnson.
Yes. We got a new ass member, and his name is Mr. Mateo.
Brian?
I can't prove it's not. I can't prove it's not Brian, but also it's probably Mateo, because that's what his name is.
Hey, welcome, Mateo.
Is it director of Best Foreign Film nominee Io Capitano, Mateo Garrone?
Who's to say?
Maybe.
Who's to say?
And maybe not. Maybe... Maybe, and I believe it's the same Mr. Mateo who is Mr. Mateo Woe in the Twitch chat.
Ah,
so
that makes sense.
So thank you very much. And while I'm at it, thank you very much to everyone.
Thickest hogs.
Like, we have half of our membership have been members for a year plus.
That's pretty impressive.
Which is pretty fucking good.
Did you ever think that this dumbass podcast that started talking about 2000s Nitro would have people subscribing for over a year?
Paying money on purpose for 12 plus months.
You guys are stupid. This is the worst podcast I've ever heard.
You guys are so dumb.
This is the dumbest podcast that's ever existed.
Man, we are.
And you're giving us all your money.
All of you idiots.
You stupid bitch. You're as dumb as a dog.
So, and the following people are the dumbest dogs, but also dude dogs, as per the...
I like calling our listeners the dumbest dogs.
Yeah, the ones... The ones who have paid the most
the
money.
Most money.
our biggest and most loyal supporters.
Yeah.
The dumbest dogs. Nick S., Zachary K., Maddie, Caraxa, Eve, Shinobu, of course, is
non-Greek for now.
Brian Palmer, Tommy K., Brian Silverman, Final Douglas, Dry Juice, Joe Steoten. And never that name never sounds exactly right when I say it. Caffey, of course. Lost my plot. Here I am, 123, who is, guess what? Brian. Sonix, Pseudo Scott, Tachyon, Limbiscuit Dreamcast, Vicious Cabaret, Brock, Kiroku Bandit, Olivia, Martin Hill, Nicola B. Jonesy, Edgy Berserker, Rotfeast Tenders, Enma Fries, Dom J, the DJ, Iggy Wan, our most right-leaning listener, and we love you. Riptide 27, N-word. Or Edward Cornwood, depending on who you ask. Chubby Pencil, Carl H, Manga Waffle, and the aforementioned newest member, Mr. Mateo.
Carl Henderson?
Could be Carl Henderson.
Gives himself hand jobs.
So listen,
I give a man a hand job most days.
So the 35 of you...
His name is Scott.
35 of you who just heard your names, all you guys need to do is to each get three more people.
Uh-huh. And then join. If you get three people to join, and they each get three people to join, all that money funnels up towards you and back to us.
The three you get are in your tree now.
Yes.
And then they get more, and that all goes back up to you, and that goes... And everything that goes to you actually goes to us.
We are one in the same.
Yeah. So do that. I would love...
Do you think we'll get in trouble for promoting a pyramid scheme on the podcast?
I don't know.
I like a reverse pyramid scheme.
Trickle down.
Trickle down pyramid schemes. Where it all funnels down into one guy who has to get all of the money, and all of his money goes up through the tree.
Yeah. So like we find a bunch of people to give money to.
Yeah.
And then they each
give money to. Yeah.
Perfect. I think there might be a reason they don't do it that way.
Yes. Big shout out to Mo, who paid for my secrets.
Yes, Mo, thank you for the big dono, very much appreciated.
Got the secret and then was surprised that I gave such a long answer to the secret. It's like, whoa, I was not expecting a full... I was like, well, yeah, you paid for it. See, that's how it works. When you pay for it...
You get your money.
You get it. So when you send money to paypal.me/notscotthenson or paypal.me/SarianSoftPaws, although I was in timeout and then apparently people couldn't send me money, but it's fine now. It's all been resolved. Or you can send it to one of us and say it's for both, or you can send it individually to both, which seems like a lot more work for you. So just send it to one of us and we'll split it.
Send it to one, say it's for both.
But when you give us the money, then we give you the content.
Yeah.
So that's how that works. If you're going to pay me for my secrets, I will tell you the full secrets that I'm gay.
Now, this feels very tacky of me, but I'll say it anyway. Mo, if you feel like you, like with Drew's long answer, if you feel like you underpaid for what you got, then by all means, you can correct it. And same goes for anyone. So just wanted to keep that out there. Don't feel, never feel limited by the amount of money you sent.
What's your...
Even if you sent a lot.
What's your cameo?
What's my K-man?
Cameo. Word up? No?
What's my Q rating?
Hey, pretty things around the world. What is Scott's cameo? He's gonna tell you now.
Cameo.com/Scoot. I like Korn's cover of that. It's pretty sick.
It is pretty sick. Yeah. You know what my fondest memory of that song is?
Mm.
Me and noted friend of not the podcast, but friend of real life, although sort of, Justin Alexander Chun Manchu and I at the Vancouver Canucks 2011 playoffs.
Yep.
Sitting up upper balcony pregame that played in its entirety on the overhead.
Original or corn?
Probably original. I think original.
Yeah.
And Justin and I sang the entire song word for word. Full volume, and everybody in our section watched us and applauded us. That's my favorite memory of that song. And maybe my favorite.
That's awesome.
That might be my favorite Justin memory
as well.
That's
a good one.
Yeah.
That's a really good one.
That would have been, I think, round two against the Sharks. No. Chicago, San Jose, whoever we played in the Western Final. Did we play San Jose in the Western Final? And we played Nashville in the second round?
We played Boston in the final?
I don't want to talk about it. I think it was Nashville in the second round. So we played, it was the game one against Nashville, and tickets were like $275 for upper bowl.
Yeah.
Sucked.
Yeah.
End of story. Sarian Softpaws on the Twitter and Instagram and Letterboxd, which is the most important one, Mastodon, where I get all my awesome art from Edgy Berserker.
And nothing else.
And nothing, literally nothing else. I feel like I had something else that was more important to...
Plug-wise?
Plug, and then I forgot what it was. We got new shirts, or a new shirt so far.
We do.
One new shirt and two on the way.
Yep.
Possibly a third and a fourth. I have two arts in the work. That's just sent to you, and you can put them on the fucking...
I don't see why not.
Forget it. You know what? fuck it.
Dump it.
Dump it. Dump the whole thing. No, I felt like there was something else to promote, but it's gone. So,
is it shows? Is it?
I mean, we have shows. We have.
Is it just us
podcasts
walking around town in gear wearing two belts?
The fact that we didn't go to the AEW pay per view wearing our tails, which is the most infuriating thing that's ever happened to me.
Why didn't we?
We got there and we were like, we should have worn tails.
Why the fuck aren't we wearing tails?
Because we're idiots.
Felt so stupid. I was naked watching Bryan Danielson versus Zack Sabre Jr.
The way you should watch it.
I guess. But no, the bad kind of
naked. The bad kind of naked. Well, whatever it was, obviously wasn't that important, so let's move on.
I guess not.
Let's crack some energy drinks.
Let's
do a bad one, then a good one, then a bad one, then the good one.
So
Rio last.
Okay.
Because that's the one we want to try the most.
It's intriguing. So, yeah, we've got two...
I'm going to cleanse my palate because I just had a root beer.
Yeah, I've got a water, so I think I'm okay.
I'm cleansing it way better than that. You want a good palate cleanser?
Bottle of cum. Oh, for real reals?
Yeah, they cleanse your palate.
I know, but I don't like them.
Well, don't have one.
Drew's doing pickles.
I'm doing a pickle.
I got no time for that shit in my life. None. So we've got two full...
Oh, yeah!
I hate
this. Love it!
Absolutely hate this. We've got two full-sugared rock stars and two half-sugared monsters. But the monster flavors are much more interesting to me than the rock stars. So I wish the sugar contents were switched because I am famously anti-artificial sweetener. But I'm hoping for the best. I'm hoping the half proper sugar makes up for whatever sucralose, desorbital nonsense they stick in there. Drew's doing magic tricks on the Rockstar can, perhaps making fun of someone we know and the way they open cans.
How do they know?
Even when the cans aren't carbonated, like an iced tea or something.
How did we know that taurine was a thing? Like... Look, of all the things to find, how was that the one that they were like, put it in a drink, let's see what it's like?
Somebody, and I'm not going to say who, sucked off a bowl and then was just fucking fired up for the rest of the day. And he's like, there's something to this bowl jizz.
I don't think it's jizz, though. It's bile, isn't it? Or something?
Then I retract my previous statement. And
you've been watching too many... zoo file videos.
Look, I've got a few Telegram secret chats open.
Nice.
And
that's just for discussing beast stuff, though.
What I do on my own time is between me and God.
Which God?
Allah. Drew gave me a thumbs up.
Take that from Syrian softball.
He gave me an end of an 80s movie thumbs up.
All right. This is the first Rockstar Punch. I think it's someone I'm the least enthusiastic about. You might be less enthusiastic about the other one.
I'm not enthused about either of the Rockstars.
I don't like that just because it's new, we have to try it.
But we do.
It's the worst thing we've non-verbalized committed to in our lives.
Yeah.
If it's new, we have to
get the new thing. Yeah. Now, I will say Rockstar's last two new offerings, which seem to be full-timers, and watch them disappear next week after I say that.
Because you mentioned it.
Yeah. But both great. Peach and Blackberry. Yep. Both, like, regular rotation for me. Like them both.
Yeah, me too.
I don't see that happening with either of these, even though, credit where it's due, the cans are pretty.
Yeah, I like that one.
The cans are actually prettier than the peach and blackberry, because these are two-tone, and those were...
What? Like, monotone.
Basically monotone, yeah.
Yeah. Rockstar Punched, Kiwi Strawberry Splash.
Never been a Kiwi Strawberry guy.
What's the splash? Is one of the two of them a splash?
No.
Or it's a splash of those in regular flavored energy drink.
Oh, like that other newish Rockstar we had that was some kind of berry, but was just like a drop of berry in regular ass Rockstar.
Sucked. I bet you this sucks too.
I think this will be Kiwi Strawberry. I just don't give a shit about Kiwi Strawberry.
Oh! Well, I can tell you right now, from the smell...
It smells like... Oh.
I hate it.
I see.
Am I pouring it in your glass?
Yeah.
Because we can't share a mouth hole?
Pour me a little tootie.
As if we don't share other holes,
that's plenty.
Scott.
Yeah. Oops. You got so much on the couch. Why is it still dripping? Is there a hole in the glass?
Oh, yeah. The glasses are just for show.
Is this one of your trick magic glasses?
This is a trick glass.
It smells like fucking kiwi strawberry. Yeah, it's as advertised. I'm just... Yeah.
It doesn't really... It's not really energy drinky.
It's kind of soda.
It's more like the punch. Like a punch.
Yeah.
Than it is an energy drink.
If you... I mean, and obviously it's more strawberry than kiwi because it's a stronger taste. If you like strawberry, then get it. Because it's as advertised.
I mean, I like that strawberry.
As he points to the other Rockstar strawberry.
Well, they were 3 for $7, so I had to get it.
Well, yeah, I know.
Rules am I going to leave money on the table?
No, you'd be stupid.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's fine.
I would drink it in a pinch. Like, if somebody was like, here's a free energy drink, I'd be like, okay. And then just, whatever. I wouldn't complain.
Am I going to go buy it? No.
No.
But it's fine.
Is it going to sit in my fridge with a cap on it for a couple weeks? And then I'll go, yeah, I guess I'll drink that now. Then, yeah.
Probably that. I'm going to rinse my cup while Drew introduces the next drink.
With urine?
This is urine. I thought I could reach
this. No, you don't need to rinse it, you bitch.
No mixing.
Just dump some of your water in it, swash it, and then...
That's actually smart.
Yeah.
You know what?
I've been to the dance before. This ain't my first rodeo.
You know my feelings on mixing, though.
Yeah.
Don't do
Gotta keep them separated, like the Offspring taught us.
Uh-huh.
And then now they're just parody song guys.
They're just novel. They're basically Dr. Demento.
They really are. They really are. All right, next up, Rockstar Punched, new... Tropical Mango.
How long do you think they'll print new on it for?
Forever.
Because I think...
It's one can, and they've just... Like, they're not going to redesign it.
Because I think they still print new on the peach and blackberry.
They do.
And that's been a year?
Maybe more.
Maybe more?
Because it was at the Circle K by my apartment. Was it not?
I guess so. Yeah, year and a half, probably.
Year and a half.
Get it together, Rockstar. Okay, give us your mango. So it's... Now, here's another name of the flavor based question. It's called tropical mango.
Pineapple. Coconut.
Let me ask.
Guava.
The mother fucking question.
Red mango. Green mango. Yellow mango.
Are they just trying to be cute and describe and trying to make the mango sound fancier?
Oh.
Or is the tropical literally another element with different fruits beside mango?
I don't know.
I hope it is, because mango itself does not set my world on fire. How's the bouquet?
Mango-y.
Pour me some and only spill a little bit.
No, this time I'm going to spill none. Oh, it looks like piss. It looks like urine.
This is a bright... yellow orange. This is an unnatural color. Smells okay.
It is tropical. It is not just mango.
It's not just mango.
Mango pineapple?
Kind of like it. Any clues in the ingredients or the write-up? There might be pineapple in the mix.
You're a pineapple. Ingredients.
That's kind of decent.
Ginseng root extract. Guarana.
Bull semen?
Sunset yellow FCF.
Perfect.
Expiry date and Lancet base. Nope, that doesn't say shit. Not recommended for those under 14, pregnant or breastfeeding. Scott, you fucked up.
Damn.
Individuals.
I'm pregnant and breastfeeding.
No, there is literally
no cool write-up. Monster does cool write-ups.
Well, that's why Monster's better.
Hmm. But they don't put enough sugar in.
True. This one's definitely better.
It's decent.
I like this one more. I would maybe buy it again.
I would maybe have a sip if you bought it.
Look at all those rock stars I get to drink. That I'm only super jazzed on. Well, too.
That's a lot of open energy drinks, but we're not done yet.
No. Now, one I've had.
Yes.
And I love it. It might be top five is hard. Top is really seven.
Cool. Okay.
Or eight. Might be number eight. But that's a lot. That's,
well, that's good.
Good, because there's a lot of
there's 100.
Yeah. Yeah, I opened mine
92nd percentile.
I opened mine yesterday.
Yeah.
And I messaged you and I said, hey, Scott, if you don't like yours, I will gladly drink it for you.
I will find it a good home.
So, Monster Reserve Peaches and Cream.
It is a peaches and cream.
Peaches and word cream. Oh, it's black guy jizz.
I was thinking of... It was the name of a black stripper.
You know what? That's good. I like that. I like that. All right. Tell me what you think.
It smells good.
It is good.
I must say it smells good.
But
actually, also, now that I smell it, there might be peach in the mango one.
There could be. Although, is peach really tropical?
Not very.
Not really. I don't know why you're pouring it. I've already had it.
Because I'm trying not to have that much energy drink, but I will be having more if I like it.
Well, that's the point.
It's good. I was expecting a little more cream.
Mm-hmm.
It's more peach.
More peach.
It's good peach, though, and I'm not... It's a bit in the aftertaste, but... For the most part, it's not an egregious artificial sweetener taste. I'm going to have a little more and you can have it.
Should I finish that after having the coffee I've already had? And the sips of the other one? And the sips of that Rio I'm going to have?
Yes.
Yeah.
You're going to have a night.
Nah, that's fine. Not like I got anything else to do.
True.
Now, the final one was actually the only new thing we knew about going down to Washington.
Yeah.
And then we discovered the peaches and cream. And then we discovered these two at the 7-Eleven here locally. But this one we were told about.
Yeah.
In advance.
The peaches, I'm making more judgments now. The peaches and cream is not any... better for me than the Rockstar peach. So I wouldn't need to go out of my way for this one. If there was more of a cream aspect, then...
I can put some more cream in it.
So can a bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'd have more energy.
More energy. That's where the energy comes from.
Yeah.
The bowl. Anyway.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Let me rinse my cup. You tell us about this. I guess you already did that.
Yeah, so Eve was the one that told us?
Maybe. And also, maybe not.
Oh.
I don't remember.
By the way, Eve, thanks again for the wonderful hotel room.
Yes.
And the hangouts and the delicious well, not that you paid for, but the delicious Croatian sausages we had for brekkie.
Thank you, Tuvox Dureg. And your...
Should we dox his real name? No. Yes. Is he listening?
I don't know. He's probably listening.
Oh.
But, and I,
so don't dox him?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what his feelings are on...
being doxed?
On having his name out there. So I won't. But I shout out to your Croatian sausage stand, sausages and... Maybe sausages and such.
Yep. Yeah, because I asked, what's the such?
Yeah. And the answer was different sausages.
But if you live in the Tacoma area...
Yeah, I don't know if it's the Tacoma Public Market, but it is... A Tacoma Public Market, right on the water.
Right down by the beach.
Right near the beach.
And yeah, they were delicious.
Delicious.
Homemade. He toasted the bun and set us all up with the delicious sauces.
Yep.
Yeah, they were great.
Yeah, I believe they're called Cevapi.
Cevapi.
Cevapi. You can't get them anywhere besides him.
Him or Croatia.
Or Croatia.
Go to Croatia.
Makes them himself.
Yeah.
Which is awesome.
Yeah, they were good.
They're beef and pork.
Beef and pork.
I think. And when, spices, onions, garlic.
And there was a red sauce, too, right?
The, yeah. So then the full dish was four of the sausages on a toasted bun.
Yeah.
And,
like a Kaiser roll.
Yeah. Raw onions and, a red pepper spread.
Yep.
And then a homemade spread designed to imitate clotted cream, sort of.
Because you can't get it.
It's hard
easily
to find, yeah.
In America.
It was basically mascarpone cheese and sour cream, I think. And then he had additional sauces, one of which was curry ketchup,
yeah.
Which is also very nice on it. And yeah, it was great. And thanks to Eve for the Baja Blast pie.
Yeah. That was weirdly very good.
Weirdly good.
Weirdly very good.
Yeah. Yeah, so it was great. We had a lovely time, and sometimes it's nice to not drive home from a show and get home at 4:30 a.m.
Yeah,
and just drive 5 minutes from the show, go to sleep, and then have a nice day the next day and get home in the
afternoon.
Although
the only one downside is that when you get pulled in at the border coming back into Canada,
it's longer.
At 3 a.m., they are bored and it gets done in 2 minutes.
Yeah.
But when it's the middle of the day,
it's more people.
It takes 20, 25 minutes.
It's a whole thing. Yeah.
So this is Monster Juice Rio Punch.
Monster Jews, they're calling them.
Monster
now.
Jews. Brazil does it big. It's home to over 70% of all fruits ever known.
And Portuguese people.
Throw in the world's largest party, Carnival, in Rio de Janeiro, and you get some epic inspiration. Juice Monster Rio Punch is a totally new taste sensation. It's a blend of exotic fruit flavors with a hint of spice.
Interesting.
That's fully loaded with our world-famous Monster Energy blend. From the shores of Copacabana Beach to the top of Sugarloaf Mountain, Rio Punch will have you partying into the night. Unleash the beast.
Her name was Lola. She was a trans girl, and I sucked her dick on the beach.
I was going to do, to be on Sugarloaf Mountain.
Has any country, size and population-wise,
had more trannies? Can I say that? Am I allowed to say that?
Not my question at all, but I love where your head's at. Been cucked worse than Brazil. Look at Portugal.
Yep.
And look at Brazil.
Yeah.
To quote Street Fighter 2, Brazil. The country speaks Portuguese.
To be fair.
The end.
To be fair.
To be.
A lot of those people wouldn't have been there if it wasn't for the Portuguese.
You're not wrong.
So they do owe a debt to the Portuguese. Because, in other words, look where they would be living.
That's true. So
this is best case scenario for them.
So you would describe the Portuguese as heroes in this scenario.
They are heroes in this.
All right.
It's the one time colonization has been a positive. I don't like that he's a transcribe, Scott. I feel no. like, but also, you know what? It kind of takes the power away from Glitch. So I'm kind of fine with that.
That's true.
Yeah, kind of takes a little bit of power away.
Posting our clips out of context or in context.
Or in context. anyways, let's crack open this Rio Punch and see what a spiced exotic fruit flavor is. But like, what flavors are exotic to Brazil that you can't get anywhere else?
Mangosteen. Kevinstein.
Whoa.
Leonard Bernstein.
Good movie. Are you going to finish that water in your cup so that I can pour some in your cup? Or
could you pour it in the water and dilute it?
Sure, if you want.
Let's maybe not.
It's on you. Also, the answer was Colombia. There's more trans women in Colombia than Brazil. Ah, but anyways.
You would know.
All I do is jerk off trans porn. Oh,
interesting
it's,
color.
It's a little milky. Or at least when I poured it, it was.
It is. It's kind of opaque and kind of guava colored.
That is interesting.
It is interesting. I don't know what it is. I mean, maybe guava's in the mix. I don't really get the hint of spice.
No.
Unless it's not hot spice and I'm like, I don't know, fucking...
Sugar. That's a spice.
Sugar is a spice. Cardamom.
Yeah, it's,
I do kind of wish it was full sugar, though. I'm getting a little artificial sweetener in there.
Yeah, even I'm getting artificial sweetener in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, which I'm fine with.
Usually okay.
But yeah. I do like it though.
Yeah.
I feel like I would buy this maybe one more time.
It's a fun flavor. Give me a tiny bit more. And spill it a bit. That's good.
I've got the jitters now. And yep. Later I'm going to have the sugar shits. Or the artificial sugar shits.
Yes.
Yeah, it's good. I like it.
That's fine. It's not like anything else, which I appreciate. But, yeah, that would actually be really...
good with sugar?
Really nice if it was 280 calories.
I don't tell you, man. Instead I don't make the rules. I just enforce them.
Instead of 150.
I'm going to see if they'll tell me what the flavors are. I'm going to say probably not.
Oh, you're looking up their secrets? I love there is just now a stack of 3/4 full energy drinks over there. You're going to have a day one day with those.
Well, no.
And that day might be...
I'm going to let them live out their life in my fridge until I don't really want them. What is the Rio Punch Monster? Huh.
Beef?
According to this...
turns out it's beef.
The flavor is sweet papaya.
Okay. You know what? It is kind of papaya colored.
Vanilla ice cream.
I honestly got more creaminess in this than peaches and cream.
And a hint of black currant.
Those are fun flavors.
That's an interesting...
I wouldn't have called most of that. But I can see it. I suppose.
Do you know that I never thought about what the flavors are in Pipeline Punch?
Pipeline is the red one.
Pipeline is the pink one.
Guava.
And?
Green guava.
And?
Yellow guava.
The flavor is guava passion fruit orange.
That sounds right.
That's probably why it's my favorite.
That's a lovely flavor.
That's a great combo. Yeah. Why did I never think of what the flavor was? I just knew I liked it.
I've never thought of it beyond guava. But it's definitely guava, which I like.
Passion fruit, orange, and guava. What's the Monster Aussie Lemonade? Oh, it's gross.
What flavor is Monster Aussie Lemonade? The answer may surprise you. Lemonade.
But it's Aussie. So it's homo and transphobic. And you're not allowed to watch porn.
Damn, that's true. Yeah, and your Mortal Kombat gets censored.
Yeah. And your genitals get blurred. Oh, wait, that's not Australia.
Well, it depends what you mean by blurred, because if you turn into a kangaroo, which is decidedly Australian,
disgusting,
your dick and balls flip orientation.
Mm.
Balls on top of
balls dick. On top is weird.
It is a weird. It's, you know what, kangaroos, get it together.
Because I feel like balls underneath, like, you can pound pretty hard and they don't get, but on top,
yeah,
they're like hitting that pelvic.
Well, I
bone.
Think you'd have to find new positions.
No, I think kangaroos do it missionary.
I'm writing that down.
I think kangaroos are a very missionary style animal.
Very traditional.
Very traditional. Very by the book. they believe in the eyes of the Lord.
Sure.
Joseph Smith. Oh, yeah, I think they're missionary animals.
And famously Mormon.
And famously Mormon.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that for them.
I like that we're 45 minutes in and we've literally done nothing.
We can't do TikTok games today.
That's fine. We've literally done nothing.
We were going to do a whole episode of TikTok games, and then we remembered that we're weeb podcasts that have to review anime, and then we have to rebook the entire Oscars.
Yes.
So let's do some of that.
And we were supposed to talk about Vince McMahon.
Oh my God. And Kate Middleton. We should talk about Kate Middleton for a minute. She's probably dead.
I don't know. Or she's like severely ill. Like, she's got flesh-eating disease, and they're just hiding it from everyone.
Botched plastic surgery?
Maybe. Or she... Prince Charles touched... Or King Charles touched her with his hands.
Oh, and he gave and her the curse?
And she got the curse.
She got sausage face?
So now she's got sausage face. Or sausage tits. Although, who are we kidding? He's not directly related to her, so he wants nothing to do with her.
True.
Imagine going your entire life with having sex with only people you are directly related to.
The dream. So simple.
So simple. Simpler times.
Yeah.
You can't break up because it's your cousin.
Yeah,
you're still gonna. Or sometimes your sister.
Still gonna have to see each other at reunions.
Yeah.
So you might as well
family
just stay
dinners, Christmas.
Stay together.
Brisses.
Stay together for the kids with all those extra chromosomes.
Yeah, with their big old jaws and their teeth falling out. And their bones made of soup.
Those classic Habsburg jaws.
Those Habsburg jaws are insane.
They just kept getting worse.
By the time the last one, like, he was sterile.
Paul Rubens on 30 Rock.
Rubens on 30 Rock. Yeah, that's right. That's right.
The best.
It's such a weird thing.
What is this shit on my pants?
I don't know. Poop.
It's like
poop pants.
No,
you
it's
got poop
like
pants?
What even?
Come, you cum your pants.
It's like raspberry puree.
I don't know. Did you have a raspberry puree?
That was a fun.
Did you have breakfast? Did you go for brunch?
Like,
did you have yourself a nice? Oh, what the shit?
What the shit is that?
It looks like a raspberry or a strawberry.
Yeah.
Did you go berry picking?
Not that I recall.
While you were out in the fields picking something, did you pick other things?
Cotton.
Oh, yeah. Pick bale cotton.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I don't dress you in the morning.
The fuck is going
on? When was the last time you washed these things?
On my...
A month ago?
No, I believe these are literally fresh out of the wash.
Well, somebody must have had a raspberry in their pocket.
I don't think I have worn these since they were washed.
You had a raspberry in your pocket. You washed it and then eat it.
And it got on the bottom of the pants.
That's where it touched.
The fuck is happening right? I am so...
You're distraught. I've never seen you this shooken before.
I'm upset. I don't know if I can continue the podcast.
That's fine. I'll talk about Kate Middleton by myself.
You go. I'm going to think about this for a while.
It's right here, too. And it's right there, too.
What the?
Scott, it's all over you.
Who did this
okay,
to me?
Stand up. Do a little turn. Let me check you.
Okay. Standing up is much harder than...
Well, also because you're going to stand up directly into your microphone.
Yeah.
Sorry, everybody, but we're conducting very important business while you listen. I don't see any other... Let me see the butt again. Okay.
I think that was just for you.
Flex it.
One more time on the butt.
One more time on the butt, and then flex it a little bit. Nice. Did it take the pressure off your knees?
It did.
Yeah. It's on all over that one leg, so I don't know what that one leg touched.
What did this leg see?
A dog. Your dog did it. It was a hit piece. Like, that bitch Quinn put a hit piece out on you. Yeah, I think it...
What's going on? What is going on? I've turned into Tucker Carlson.
Yeah, I really can't tell you what it is.
It's a pinky red.
Oh, it's feces.
It's weird feces if it's feces.
It's blood feces.
With seeds in it?
Yeah. You eat seeds, you poop out seeds.
It's almost too full of seeds. It's like mostly seeds.
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
I hate this. This is the worst day of my life. This is the worst year of our
life. This is actually the worst year of our lives. I've never had a worse year than 2024. Eat it.
I was almost considering putting it in my mouth, but I have to stop.
You're going to stop somewhere.
No, I have to stop.
Putting things in your mouth?
Yeah.
Don't you put it in your mouth? Uh-uh. Until you ask someone you love.
Yeah. Drew, should I put this in my mouth?
Yes.
Yes.
I don't know what happened last night. I had a dream about the podcast.
Nice.
Where I said something so funny that we turned the podcast off.
I love that.
Like, we couldn't recover.
We couldn't continue.
So we just had to stop the podcast, and that was the episode.
That's fair.
Because we were laughing so hard.
And if life imitates art being your dreams,
yep.
And that happens today, so be it.
I'd be fine with that.
Yeah.
50-50 minutes with no actual subject matter.
None of the content we planned.
Drinking energy drinks, yeah. And that's it. But yeah, so Kate Middleton might be dead, or might have botched surgery,
yeah,
or she's got sausage tits.
She could have sausage tits. So for those who have no idea what we're talking about, she hasn't been seen in months. And then she, quote unquote, like her social media posted,
I think Instagram,
a picture.
Yeah, of her, like, with her cousins or some kids that aren't hers.
Yeah, and the kids had like AI fingers. Or am I thinking of the wrong picture?
I don't remember looking at their fingers.
But at any rate,
I was busy looking at their asses.
Fun. The picture of her was like from a magazine cover.
Yeah.
From 6 years ago.
From a Vogue magazine 6 years ago.
Yeah.
That they had like exactly taken that,
yeah,
visual, like, position of her face and everything.
Yeah.
And put it in the picture.
Yeah, it's like it's a one-to-one match.
And then her social media came out.
And I mean, because everyone said,
yeah,
that's
from the Vogue thing.
Yeah, that's from the Vogue thing. Kate Middleton's dead. And then Kate Middleton's social media said, oh, sorry.
I made a mistake on Photoshop.
Yeah, I'm bad at Photoshop, but I'm definitely not dead, I promise.
Why would you need to Photoshop it?
Is that some pink shit on my sock?
Yep. Somebody got you.
God fucking damn it. What is going on?
I don't know, man.
I have to get past this.
They got your ass.
This is not everyone else's problem. This is my problem. It's the worst problem in the world, and no one's ever had a worse thing to deal with, but I will not make it everyone else's problem because I'm a professional. And at least I'm not Kate Middleton, who is categorically dead. Mark my words. I didn't call Kate Middleton dying before Prince Charles.
A royal source has told you, Us Weekly, that Kate Middleton's senior staffers haven't been able to see or speak to her, and they didn't even know about her surgery until it was announced, so it caught them off guard, adding that only a few people know what's really going on, and they're tight-lipped. I can't be the only one who finds this strange, right?
Yeah, no shit, it's strange. She's the future queen.
Yeah,
do we know what the surgery was? Was it a hysterectomy or something, or?
I don't know.
Barely knew erectomy.
Ha. Ha! Oh, and then also so after she sent out the tweet saying, bad at Photoshop, then they posted a picture of her in the car with Prince William.
Where she is in the shadows.
Yeah, you can't see her.
You don't even know if it's a human being.
Yeah, there's just a vague, yeah, figure in the other side of the car. Yeah,
but she's definitely fine.
But she's definitely alive.
Good.
Yeah, super weird.
Yeah, very strange. I'm excited.
quite the coincidence that Kate Middleton is an anagram for Boeing 737.
Right, did they, Boeing like killed the whistleblower?
Yeah,
that's pretty crazy.
That's wild.
Yeah,
literally comes out and then he's mysteriously dead. Like, it's so fucking obvious what happened, but nothing will ever come of it.
I don't think you're supposed to do that. I think you're supposed to be a little more subtle about stuff.
Well,
like
they didn't
that.
Even wait. It wasn't, no. It wasn't even like a year later.
No, it was really
like
2 soon.
Weeks. Yeah, and they were like, fucking kill him.
Yeah, that was a wild one. So our condolences to the Middleton family, and
apparently they're also claiming that Prince William had an affair.
Nice.
Oh, with his first cousin? No, not really.
That would have been cool.
But yeah, that's crazy. Why are you bad? Why are you so bad at Photoshop that means you just took an old picture of yourself and put it in a new picture? Like,
yeah,
none of it makes sense. No. Anyways, Kate Middleton, very much dead.
Yeah. We're breaking it on the pod. I'm excited to find out, like, whatever happens. Because, like, they can't keep this up indefinitely.
Nope.
Like, if it's been 4 years and no one's seen Kate Middleton, like, you're...
Well, like, even her, like, senior have to say staff something. Members of her team...
Are like,
can't even talk to her.
Where's Kate?
Yeah.
Where's the lady we work for?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really something. I'm very excited to see where this story goes.
Well, it's so
and
weird
we'll bring you all the details here on the news.
It's so weird to lie about it.
Yeah, that's
like
the thing.
Why not just say she's taking a mental health period where she won't be doing appearances and like everybody be like, yeah, cool. Done.
Yeah, there's so many better ways to handle it than weird secrecy.
Wow.
And then lies.
Fake photos, lying.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, there were better ways to go about this.
Maybe she's trans and she got a dick attached.
I hope she got a dick attached. I don't think they attach a dick. I think they, like, blow out your clit.
And they, like, cut a piece of your thigh bone out and stick that in there. That's just a boner. You're just erect all the time.
The dream. Like us next week.
That is true.
I'm so fucking hyped for next week.
I'm already getting chubbed. I'm chubbed up for Smarch Madness.
And we don't even know if returning champions are in it.
Well, yeah.
It's
no idea.
It's going to be wide open.
That's the thing. Neither one of us gives a fuck about college basketball.
No.
So I couldn't even tell you who the team is this
Not
year.
A clue. But we'll probably tell
Marquette,
you next week.
Marquette. Leota. Machida. I don't know, Georgetown.
BYU.
Always BYU.
Yeah. What's BYU's mascot?
A white guy.
I hope it's just a white ghost. Guy. BYU.
The ghost of Joseph Smith.
It's a cat.
Is it?
It's Cosmo the Cougar.
Huh.
Is he hot?
No, because all the cat ones are always terrible. Oh.
He's.
I think BYU was in the tournament 1 year.
Yeah, it's...
It's fine.
It's okay.
Yeah.
It's not fantastic.
Why can't anyone have a good cat mascot?
The more I'm seeing, the more I actually don't like it. Mm. It's big loose arms and then just like football gloves.
Right.
And it's like a weird mask. Oh, that's the deal with it. The mask doesn't have eyes. It's just two black voids. It's this.
Ah! He was in the tournament 1 year.
He was in the tournament 1 year. Yeah.
Maybe made it out of the first round by default. Like, was up against a human or a non-animal.
Yeah. Oh, this is maybe newer and a little better, but still black voids for eyes. But, like, the arms are more uniform and the head's a little better. But still just...
Yeah, better.
Nothing behind those
better.
Eyes.
I don't know who it was, but I'm going to put them on blast right fucking now on the fucking podcast.
Go off, queen.
Asking for an exception for a sun devil?
Oh.
Eat my ass.
Oh, that was egregious.
Number one, it's a humanoid. Automatic disqualification.
I'm going to scroll down a little bit, and if I find it, I'm just going to ban
it's
you.
It's in there.
Was it?
It's in there. It's one of the ones I commented on.
I know. Was it the one you said, Assalamu Alaikum, to?
No, that was the person who said my name is Syrian Sophos. I'm a Syrian refugee, and I've been here for 37 years.
Yeah. It was, in fact, Olivia, not that one, the other one, Olivia...
Newton-John?
Olivia Newton-John.
From Beyond the Grave?
From Beyond the Grave. Olivia Heuser, Huser, H-E-U-S-E-R, it could be a few things.
Mm. Hoosier.
I'm devastated that you can't make an exception for a sun devil. Well, keep being fucking devastated, because we're not.
In fact, we're going to be so much meaner about it now.
Yeah.
That if I see a sun devil, I'm going to kill him.
I'm going to kill it. But more interesting comment from that same Olivia. I don't know if you saw it. Do you guys have any advice from my mother, a fifth grade teacher?
I saw that.
Who has four Therian students who wear tails and groom each other at recess.
Do they have their own litter box?
I was going to say, because if not, that's actually discrimination.
Then it's discrimination.
And your school can get in a lot of trouble.
That school needs to have litter boxes in the bathrooms for the students to take poos and pees in.
In the gender-neutral bathrooms. Make sure there is a litter box, or you're going to have a lawsuit on your hands.
Correct.
Yeah.
That's the answer.
Yeah. Please tell me this is actually.
I saw that.
And like, yep, it is. And she needs some damn good tips and tricks to maintain her barely passable mental health.
Get a spray bottle and keep them separated. All four corners of the room and just keep spraying them.
That's true. You got, look, there's a reason rooms have four corners for if you have four Therians in your class at once.
Find out what they are. Let us know. And then we can give you better answers.
Yeah.
If they're dogs, kill them.
Yeah, you know
if they're dogs, take them out back, shoot them Old Yeller style.
Yeah.
For anything but else.
If they're grooming each other, they might be cats.
They might be dogs, though. Dogs can lick.
They're not a clean species,
they could be
though.
Chimps. They could be chimpanzees. They groom.
Chimps don't have tails.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
They could be another type of primate.
Sure.
They could be
rhesus monkeys.
Rhesus species monkeys. Who was the dumbass that thought it was Rhesus species?
Jason Mantzoukas and Nick Mullen.
And somebody that listened to us. Idiots.
Guys.
Fucking idiots.
You know what's not an English word?
Rhesus. Rhesus species.
The other word. Pieces. Not a word. That's the clue.
More like Rhesus species.
That's not how you say Reese's. You idiots.
Reese's pieces.
Reese, apostrophe S. They're pieces that belong to Reese. They're Reese's pieces.
They're Reese's pieces.
Reese's pieces. In what universe would you arrive at that?
One where people are uneducated pigs?
I guess so.
Mm, I don't like it.
You know what? Maybe these Therians are educated pigs. Do pigs groom each other?
Pigs?
Yeah.
They could be truffle pigs.
I would love four kids in one fifth grade class all wearing pigtails.
On their front and their back.
Of course.
Yeah. To match. Find out what they are.
Yeah.
And then let us know.
Yeah. Olivia, get back to us. We'll have more specific advice. I think my general advice was, me saying how happy I was to learn this. I would say lean into it to see if they're legit or if it's just a phase.
Yeah, yeah.
If they're legit, start coaxing them toward the surgery.
And also give them A's.
And give them, you know what? Give them A's.
Give them A's.
Yeah.
Straight A's.
Yeah.
If you're bold enough to come to school on a tail, you get an A.
Yeah.
If you come to school like a regular human child, D minus.
If I had
not going to fail you, but it's going to be real close.
You're on the edge. If I had known tails were an option to wear to school, guess what I'm wearing every
I'm
day.
Not anti-human, but I am pro-tails.
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't realize tails were an option when I was in school.
Yeah.
20 plus years ago.
Yeah, and even for me, the class of 2019, didn't know. Nobody told me.
Nobody told me.
Yeah. They just make it part of the uniform at private schools.
Ooh. I like an all
tail
furry
school?
Private school.
Oh my, that would be so fucking cool.
Yeah, but it'd be a lot of gay dudes.
I guess.
Gays.
But it'd be the straight ones would be really cool.
Mm. And then you and I would go to jail because we'd be hanging out at the furry high school.
We probably would.
Yeah, don't mind us, officer. We're just here making sure nobody messes with these furries.
And like, there's no... good way to explain ourselves. We're like, oh, we just think this school is really cool. Like, that's not
an excuse. We think it's super cool that all these kids are furry.
We think it's awesome these kids are wearing tails. Like, it doesn't, there's no good.
Nope. There's no way out of it.
No.
No.
Let's talk about anime.
At least let me finish, officer. Then you can take me to jail.
Let's talk about anime where people grow tails.
So, second half, Killing Bites.
Killing Bites, 2018.
First six episodes, last episode.
Brought to us by JB Hutt.
JB Smoove.
JB Smoove, very much appreciated. If you want to send more money and do more stuff, that's cool. That's the kind of guy we're looking for on the team.
Yeah. That's the best kind of team member.
Yeah.
He's the one that
gives us money.
That gives us money for something, then we say, give us more money for something else, and they do it.
Yeah. But the something they gave was good.
This was really good. This was really... This was the point, I think...
This is the point where we actually became an... It was either season two of Made in Abyss, or the first half of season one of Killing Bites last week is when we became an anime podcast.
And weebs.
And weebs.
We had a very existential crisis in the car.
In the car.
Home from wrestling.
Yeah. We earnestly discussed. No, I just meant today. We earnestly discussed maybe reading a manga.
No, we discussed that there is manga that we might read.
Yeah.
But still,
like that's.
Yeah, I'm not.
Imagine that.
I'm not reading
coming up
manga.
Anytime before now. But sorry, you were saying in the car
on the way home? On the way home from wrestling. I played for you the soundtrack to Belle.
Yeah.
And then, like, paused for a second and was like, ah, fuck, are we weebs now?
And we're like, yeah.
Yes.
We're furry weebs. This is getting dark. We're entering the dark era of the podcast.
So what if I told you that Killing Bites has 18 volumes as of July 29th, 2021?
Okay. So that would probably be more than the...
I would think so.
...season of the show?
I would think so.
So, as of 2021?
2021.
So, yeah. So, they were making it. Do they have, like, the run of it, like, when it started?
The first one was September 5th, 2014. And the last one was July 29th, 2021.
Okay. So, they made the manga for 3 years after the TV show.
Yes.
So, there's probably more shit.
Yes.
So, they probably do go into the second part that they set up at the end of this.
I would hope so.
Well, let's get into it.
I'll get into you. With my fist.
So, when we last left, we were in the Destroyal, which, of course, the portmanteau of Destroy and Battle Royal, where the four...
There was almost a game for PlayStation 4.
I read that.
Fuck!
I was pissed.
That was awesome! That.
There was almost a Killing Bites game for PS4, but then, like, I don't know, the rights got fucked around, or the studio went under or something. Some fucking bullshit.
This is the worst.
We could be playing Killing Bites right now.
I would be playing it right now, big time.
The end.
As you were saying.
So when last we left, the four Zaibatsus, aka business criminal conglomerates in Japan, had their three furry representatives in the on the uninhabited island in the Philippine Sea. And what do we had? We had, we just killed the Cobra.
We had just killed the Cobra, and then the Crocodile and Hippo had just had their big showdown when Mystery Dude showed up to stop them.
Yes.
And then Cheetah and, Honey Badger were fighting Gecko.
Yes.
And that was the end of episode 6.
Yeah. So, I think we, at the very beginning, we got a little backstory for a business bitch,
whose grandfather is like the grandmaster of.
Yeah, he seems like kind of the top guy of all the.
He's the emperor
of all the Zaibatsus.
He's
Emperor Hirohito, yeah. And
who lived so much longer after the war,
like into the 80s,
into the 80s, 90s? I think in the 80s, yeah, but
yeah. Yeah, he was emperor you'd think you'd have to stop being emperor in 1945.
I don't know.
But motherfucker got like another 40 years.
November 19, 89. Oh, sorry, January 1989.
Pardon me, another 45 years.
He was 87.
Yeah.
War crimes? Fuck it, you're still in charge.
Yeah.
Because, you know why? Because they knew, like, what Japan was going to become.
Yeah.
So they were like, well, if we leave him in charge, but he answers to us, then we get to do whatever we want.
Mm-hmm.
And so they did.
And the system works. So, yeah, so we got a little business bitch backstory, and our main guy who's, she's controlling the board for her team, and,
his wife lived until 2000. She was 97.
Damn, Mrs. Hirohito.
Anyways, continue.
Good for you. So Croc goes on the offensive on Big Jacked Guy, and, it
goes well.
It goes poorly for Croc. So Jack Guy straight up does not TF, period.
Don't know what he is.
Don't know what he is. But he is still good enough un-TF'd to fucking
to
wreck.
Punch a hole through the head.
Through his goddamn
head. Of the crocodile.
It was brutal.
Yes. And then what he does afterwards is even more brutal.
Pounds him into mush.
So they show all of the people in the, you know, the game room.
Yeah.
The boardroom watching, and they're all like freaked out
because they're like, oh,
and they're like
shit.
Disgusted by it.
Yeah.
And then he says, I'll turn you into mush. You'll make good fertilizer.
Yeah. So the character trait we know about Big Guy is he's an environmentalist.
Yes.
He does not like destruction of nature. And I guess Croc fucked up some trees or something.
During the fight he had destroyed some trees.
Yeah. And this did not sit well with our large friend who turned him into fertilizer.
Into fertilizer.
Into blood fertilizer.
Blood fertilizer.
Yeah. So that was pretty good. Oh, yeah. And Gorilla Guy was in that same quadrant, too.
Just hanging out in a tree, though.
Does he seriously only TF his arms?
Yeah.
Because we never, like, his...
Never goes further than that.
His head never did anything. Besides, like, they all sort of get fangs.
A little bit, yeah.
But, like, that was it for his head. But, like, and the rest of his, like, shoulders and arms were as far as he ever went.
Yeah.
He sucks.
And his penis got bigger.
Yeah, so some gorilla.
Because he's a Japanese man, so... From this to this.
Even gorillas' penises, famously small, are bigger than Japanese men's.
Oh, Japanese penis is so small. You have a big American penis.
So, yeah, I didn't care for that. And then...
His TF sucks.
Sucks.
Yeah.
And
like, they're comically oversized. So, like, his legs are, like, dangling.
Yeah, he walks on his knuckles like an ape, and his... his feet are dangling like 3 feet above the ground.
Yeah,
because his arms are so gigantic.
He looks stupid.
He looks really stupid.
Looks really dumb. And also gorilla.
Yeah.
Come on. TFing into any other kind of ape or monkey is so stupid.
It's dumb.
You could be anything and you're like, I want to be our closest ancestor.
Yeah, literally the closest species to humans.
Yeah, terrible.
Yeah.
And he's like... spoiler, later on, he's like, you know, like, oh, I didn't want to be bullied, so I chose, like, the biggest, strongest animal in the animal kingdom. It's not.
No.
It's not.
One thing I do like is they zero in on these, like, fun animal facts.
I like that. And the drawings of them are very, very nice.
And those fun facts are, like, some of the key strengths of... The people,
yeah.
Because, like, yeah, the gorilla is, I don't know, it's probably by some metric, it's, like, pound for pound, the strongest at something.
Yeah.
Or best grip strength, or something.
He said something about, like, their punches go at, like, a certain ton.
Yeah.
But it's, like, when is a gorilla ever thrown a punch?
Punching, yeah.
Like, that's not...
Well, I guess if you're a man with gorilla arms, you can punch.
I guess. Not if you're walking, because then that's how else would you walk?
True. Now you're just falling down.
He's falling down.
And
full of pants on the ground.
And then, yeah, they do that with, like, the gecko's hands and I'm trying to think about, like, the fun fact stuff that came up. Civet stuff came up
or the rabbit that they do their moonsalt kick.
Yes, the rabbit moonsalt kick, sometimes accidental. So then we go to the other quadrant, which has our Rattel main character / Honey Badger. Cheetah, Gecko, that's everyone
that's
we
it.
Know for now.
That's it.
And then it's time for furry porn.
It's time for the most graphic
we get
anime furry porn you could show on like the mainstream.
Straight up anime furry porn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where they are, there is licking. There is grinding.
Yep.
There is one character saying, two females
mm-hmm.
saying to the other character, come with me.
Uh-huh.
And then that is the key phrase that like awakes her from the trance.
Yeah.
Because she says, there's somebody else I promised I would come with.
And it's Daddy Shido.
And it's Daddy Shido. but not in that context.
Yes.
It's him saving her.
Yes.
But you only hear the context of that's who I promised to come with.
Yes.
Very so disgusting. So
the reason.
Very, very unsettling.
It was great. I couldn't believe I was watching it.
Well, also you were jerking off. So
I was jerking off.
Because it is kind of G-rated. In the sense that it's just drawn and there's no nudity.
Yes.
And they had ears and tails.
Not that it has
no,
to
it
be.
No, it has to be.
Just that
you
it
made it
can be.
You made it very clear that you don't want to see genitals. You just want the implication. It's about the implication.
I feel like I was misinterpreted.
Well, other people heard it. They made comments on calling you DJG or something.
I know what it is, but I don't want to say
it. Oh, you should tell us. You should
I think it was PG Cums.
PG Cums.
Is this the thing that we turn the podcast off
on? Hearing it said out loud is so much better than reading
it. I know. It really is.
Oh, not the Al Capone of CP and PG Cums. It's been a big month for you. You're getting lots of nicknames.
I know.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It's very exciting. So the reason furry porn is happening is because we have another character in the
character.
Shadows who's on Team Cheetah and Tiger.
Yes.
All cat team. Pretty cool. Although, I know. What the fuck are civets?
Cat by association.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're not feline.
They're not feline, but they're also not like rodent.
They're not anything.
They're their own thing.
They like don't even matter.
They're not even real.
They're not
like,
even, yeah.
Doesn't even matter.
Yeah.
No one cares.
No one cares.
No one's going to miss them. What is a civet?
What the fuck is a civet? When the civet was introduced, I did write down civet. I've had coffee that comes out of your butt. $40 a cup.
Weird.
Yeah. I didn't pay for it.
Tropical to Asia and Africa.
I'm not crazy.
From the family Viverridae, which is the species diversity. African civets has historically been the main species from which a musky scent used in perfumery, mm-hmm. also referred to as civet, was obtained.
Yeah. Which comes up here.
Viverridae is
civets and nothing else.
No, there's also
what's in the family.
Just give me the fucking name of
binturongs.
Them. Binturongs.
Oh, it is. Look at me.
Binturongs.
Look at me, a biologist.
I'm just trying to find.
So living. It's like it's the family of almost cats.
Yeah. It's like it's sister group of the family Philidae. So it's in the same DNA analysis like pathway,
yeah,
but it's not directly a Philidae. It's like a
offshoot
subspecies of Philidae.
Yeah.
Subfamily. No, I don't want subfamilies. I want the actual.
I want Dom families.
So yeah, large Indian civet, Malayan civet, Malabar large spotted civet, large spotted civet, small Indian civet, African civet, banded palm civet, otter civet, pretty adorable. Oh, banded palm civets look awesome.
Oh yeah?
Let's see. Look at this thing.
Whoa.
That's super cool.
It is cool looking. Definitely more kind of weaselly looking than cat looking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or like otter-like.
Kind of otter.
Can I be one of those
I know
gay furries?
I know where you're going.
That we hate that have two separate fursonas.
An LW type?
And I can be a banded palm civet now? Is that fair?
If you want to be like LW, go ahead. If you want to be an alligator and a Rottweiler.
Not really, because that's kind of gay.
Then go nuts. One kind of gay, two kind of greedy.
I know. Hose palm civet, and then there's an Asian palm civet. Binturong, a mass palm civet. Genet.
One of those. Genet.
So genets are also part of it. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There's like 10 or 12 varieties of that.
Okay.
And then an Oyan.
I don't know what that is.
O-Y-A-N. They're a West African ancestor of the same thing. And then there's a bunch of extinct species that are in the same genus.
Yeah.
But they've all been extinct for... Well, no, some of them... Oh, one of them... extinct in 2020.
Who do we lose?
Ciamactis. I don't know what that is, but just a vivid carnivore that lived in Africa.
It went the way of Kate Middleton.
It sure did.
Sad. I wonder if there's some bad photoshops of it hanging around that its social media posted and then apologized for.
Oh, possible.
Possible.
I like where you're going with this. I don't know how much I like the visuals of a Binturong. They're kind of creepy looking. Like, they could do a murder.
They feel
like murderers.
They could for sure do a murder. Yeah, they're a little bit scary.
They look like somebody took, like, a red panda. And a bat.
Yeah.
And then made them... fuck.
Yeah,
that's what you get.
Yeah, they are weird little guys.
I don't know if I
and like they do them. Seem like they'd fuck you up,
but I thought that I always in my dumb brain Binturongs were related to raccoons and red pandas, but I guess not.
They're probably not that far off, but I guess they're closer to civets.
They're also bear cats.
Yeah,
Binturongs like Keith Lee.
Binturongs are bear cats. Yeah.
What's a bear cat?
I don't know. I don't know. Just fucking call Keith Lee.
Who cares?
Does he like it? Not really.
Not really. Anyways, I'm glad we learned what a civet was.
Edutainment.
Yeah.
That's what we do.
That's what we do.
So civet makes her presence known by emitting her previously mentioned civet pheromones.
Oh!
Which...
How did we forget that today's the second time we've recorded a podcast and saw a bear?
A bear. I don't know if I've seen a bear on the street before. Okay. Well, now I have. Because there was a bear on
the street.
This
is the second time I've seen a bear on my street in the last 3 days.
Yeah.
I sent Scott a picture and video on Monday or Tuesday. My neighbors across the street decided to not protect their, not put their garbage in the appropriate place.
Good.
And I got up to put my dishes in the sink and I looked out the window and there was a fucking bear that had knocked over their garbage can and was eating their garbage. And then I watched it walk all the way down the street, eat somebody else's garbage, walk a little bit further, eat some more garbage, and then it just wandered away.
Yeah.
And today we went and got our traditional Starbucks and then all of the chicken that we ate that made us feel like crap.
Yep.
And as we were pulling around the corner, Scott goes, oh, fucking bear.
Bear.
And it was in one of the yards just it was in the first time.
Carport.
And just digging for trash. Yeah. And then so we got out of the car and then just I just wanted to look at the bear because I was like, it wasn't that close to us. But it's like, how often are you this close to a bear? It was a black bear.
Yeah.
And it's probably a juvenile because it's not very big.
I thought you were going to say a shorter word than juvenile. I'm like, how did you see its penis?
Yeah, I saw its penis. A moyle sucked the penis.
It had the hat and the curls.
Yep. And I just wanted to look at it.
Yeah.
And then it just kind of turned and stood there and looked at us.
Right at us.
And I could feel Scott going towards the backyard.
I'm like, I've got what I needed from this interaction.
And I was like, well,
I'm going to take this fresh chicken away from the bear now.
You had the chicken in your hand. So, but it's it's going to charge you. Black bears are more afraid of people than
if I had to, I'd fight it.
It would be different if it was, let's say, a cougar. And then I would be like, Scott, get in the fucking car.
Oh, no, I think we might have stayed in the car.
Yeah, I'm not getting out of the car if there's a cougar around.
Yeah.
But juvenile black bear,
cougars,
I'm like,
cougars, you're part of the family. We love you. But you are traditionally kind of a mean cat.
Yeah, you're pretty terrifying.
You're pretty scary.
And the fact that, like, most of you have learned how to snap human necks.
Yeah, and speak English.
And speak English. Make baby noises in the woods.
Yeah. Too scary.
Pretty terrifying.
Too scary, yeah.
Although visually speaking...
It's a good cat.
They're a very good cat. I mean, pumas more than, like, a North American mountain lion.
Yeah.
I think pumas are, like... the third or fourth most beautiful big cat.
Yeah, yeah, they're an A tier for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Not an S tier.
Not an S tier.
There's only two S tiers.
Yeah, absolutely.
Although there might be three S tiers.
Clouded leopard.
Clouded leopard.
Yeah, I agree.
But then after that, pumas are in an A.
Yeah,
level.
Pumas are a strong A.
Yeah,
yeah. I like them a lot.
Who's in the R tier?
R tier.
Somebody who does something terrible in this show.
Someone who's R-tarded.
R-tarded.
probably of the many questionable acts committed in the show.
Between, like, involving a cobra or...
Cobra is pretty bad, too.
But this is worse.
But, of all the questionable acts committed in the show, the most questionable is committed by the R-tier cat.
Yeah.
Which we will get to. So Civet sprays her disgusting Civet sex juice all over the ground.
Does she spray it, or it's just from her being there?
I think it's just emitted.
Yeah.
It's not a spray per se.
It's not like an attack.
No, it's just there. And it really gets you in the mood.
Sure does.
To the point
even if you're not gay.
Where a straight Rattel and straight Cheetah just...
Well, we don't know that.
I guess we don't know.
We don't know that.
But at any rate, they basically have sex until Rattel...
Until Cheetah asks her if she'll come with her.
Yeah, and that snaps her out of it because she already has someone to come with, but not in that way. What are you showing me?
Do you remember this?
Oh my god.
Just the beefiest mountain lion you've ever seen in your life.
Jacked cat.
Just terrifying.
I've ever seen in my life. Jesus Christ. It's just a murder machine.
Yeah. I was trying to see if I still had the big cat tier list saved on my phone.
Ah.
But I mean, I probably do, question mark? I mean, if not, it's in the group chat, but...
Yeah, yeah.
I figured it was saved on my phone, but I guess it's not.
What are you going to do?
Make it again?
Probably make it again.
Found it.
Oh, did you?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
We did put Clouded Leopard and S tier.
Yeah, good for us. Yeah.
Tiger, Snow Leopard, Clouded Leopard, or S tier.
Yep.
A tier is Cougar, which I think represents Puma.
It's all the same. It's technically all the same species.
Jaguar.
Yep. Jaguar's a good...
Leopard.
Yep.
Serval.
Oh, yeah. I like a serval.
B tier, we went with African Golden Cat.
Oh, yeah.
African Wild Cat.
Yeah.
Black-footed Cat.
I like those little guys.
Fishing Cat.
Yeah.
Leopard Cat.
Mm-hmm.
And Ocelot.
Yeah. So a lot of the small guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then
a lot of the small guys look good.
C tier was Caracal.
Yeah, sorry, Dry Juice. Dry Juice, you're great, but your ears are nonsense. Just
and your face is flat. You got a flat face. What are you, Chinese?
Defend yourself, Dry Juice. Are you Chinese?
Lynx, because no tail.
Yeah. Lynx could be a contender if
it had a tail.
If a few changes were made.
Sand Cat.
Uh-huh.
And Cheetah.
Twink.
And then this says D tier, but it should be R tier.
It really means R.
Lion.
There's
more too, because there's like a palace cat.
Yeah.
There's other ones that weren't on the list when I made it. Maybe I'll see if I can find a full spectrum.
Big ass. Yeah.
I would also like to keep Cougar and Puma separate. Because they are the same species, but they look different. Like a puma would be for sure A,
yeah,
and a regular mountain lion cougar would probably be B.
Maybe, yeah. But rules are rules.
Rules are rules. I both make them and enforce them for this.
Ah, this is
just for this. Though.
Just this one. Yeah. Most of those you don't make, but you do a lot of enforcing.
Yeah,
yeah.
Should the thumbnail for this be the picture of the bear I took?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I like that.
Or
everyone will know we're not lying about the bear.
That's true. Because it was there any, well, it,
Dogs are barking.
Is there anything funny enough that happened at the Oscars, I mean, to use as a picture? Not really.
Jimmy Kimmel was funny.
Jimmy Kimmel was hilarious.
He was the funniest I've ever seen.
I guess there's Al Pacino looking confused.
Yeah, actually, that's a good one. I like that one.
Yeah. If I find a good Al, I'll use that. Otherwise, Bear.
Oh, we'll get to when we get there. Yeah. Because I heard a thing about Al Pacino, but we should. Nice. We'll get there when we get there.
So we very briefly stop having sex.
Yeah. So Ritel breaks out of the thing, and the civet is like shocked that she's the one that came out of it and didn't come. and is just like not fazed by it at all.
Yeah.
And before she can attack, Tiger shows up.
Yeah. Because they're fighting Gecko.
Fighting Gecko. Gecko gets summoned to move to a different quadrant.
Yeah. Does Tiger show up and fuck up Gecko, though? Or does Gecko leave?
Gecko leaves.
Because we end up with Tiger versus Ritel.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah?
I don't think Tiger shows up yet. I think Gecko leaves and is supposed to meet with Croc. And then says something like, if I was supposed to meet him, he would be right here right now.
Yeah.
And then Tiger shows up, doesn't he?
Yeah. My last note for the first episode is, suck it, Gecko, Tiger all day.
Yeah. So she decides like, well, I didn't think I was going to be able to fight him by myself, but I guess I have to. And then she just like jumps and it's like, bleh, dead. Yeah. And then I think the reason why Tiger gets summoned, or why he ends up where she is,
because they put all the cats in one quadrant.
Because they should. Because they should keep them together.
Yeah.
But they said something about, if you accidentally injure a combatant, like unintentionally, it automatically summons the rest of their team to that quadrant.
Does it automatic, or did they just say that's
or you can
that,
move
I think that's
them.
Just a strategy that
was it? Okay.
Yeah. Maybe I don't think it's an automatic thing, but I think that's just what the people controlling them did.
Okay. Maybe. Yeah. Maybe that's. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, look up. There's a bear over there. Yeah. So I think that's the end of the episode is Gecko's dead.
Yeah.
So now that entire team has been wiped out as far as we know.
Yes.
Right. Because it was Gecko, Cobra, Croc.
Right.
Croc got head punched in.
Sorry, Croc.
Gecko got sliced in half, and Cobra got sliced in half in the first six episodes.
Yeah.
And then, so the only ones remaining are Civet, Cheetah, Tiger.
Yep.
And Beefy Boy, who we don't know who he is yet.
Yeah. Beefy Gorilla.
Beefy Gorilla, whoever was the third on their team.
Yeah. Not sure.
Who was the third on? Oh, no. Because who else? What other animals? What other animal do we see?
There. We. Killing Bites.
Teams.
Yep.
Got it.
Ba-ba-ba.
No, don't look. I want to see if we can figure this out.
Oh, okay.
Use our brains.
Use our brains?
What other animal tough. Have we seen die? Because it's Hippo, Ritel, Bunny.
Yep.
So it's none of them.
Nope.
Gorilla, the guy, the mystery man.
Yeah.
Something.
A third. Scaly team, cat team.
Yeah, but who else have we seen that's...
Well, that's... The question, isn't it?
Okay, now just cycle through your brain of every animal you can think of. There's no avians.
There's no avians.
All the reptiled lizard scalies are on one team.
On one team.
All the cats are on one team. There's no dog.
You know what? Pretty cool.
Yeah, finally, we got fucking Big Dog out of the equation.
Big Dog has no say in killing
Get
bites.
Get fucked. Maybe because the werewolf, it's just too, like, whatever.
Although I like because they're therianthropes, they did everything but lycanthropes.
Yeah, which is great because that's absolutely. All you ever
because enough see. Already with the wolves.
Because dogs are dumb.
Dogs are dumb.
They stink.
and least thing. And don't groom each other. That's why I think those students are cats.
You know what? That's true.
I'm hoping.
There's no rodent.
I'm hoping you're, I hope your mom is the luckiest teacher in the world and has four cats in her fifth grade class.
When they first get to the island.
Yeah.
I really don't know.
Because Lion's not in it.
Lion's not in it because he's hurt. Yeah,
because the badger fucked him up.
I don't think he's actually hurt.
He's not that hurt. God damn it. I'm pissed.
I don't know.
Drew, get out. I'm pissed.
Sorry. Yeah, I really can't think of who... Is there another female character that got killed that we're missing?
Or another, like, big guy? Is it, like, a big team? Mystery guy, gorilla, and someone. God damn it.
Because, yeah, it's hippo, crocodile, tiger have the big fight.
Yep.
Then tiger gets called away. Hippo gets fucked up. And croc gets murdered.
Yeah. So, what do I guess? So, the... Yeah, so there's the Ishida team is our team. And then what team
Well, it's not our team, it's the face team.
Yatsubishi is the cat team.
That's our team.
The Mitsukato is the team we're looking for, because Sumitomo is all the sneaky scalies.
Right.
So Mitsukato is Gorilla. Our boy Kido, and you weren't in the show. There was not a bear in the show.
Nope.
Oh.
There was a bear in the show.
It was the bear.
But how does he die?
The biggest member of Mitsukato's team and the first to be defeated.
Hippo? Maybe? Oh, no. The palm strike. That the Ratel, she like...
Yeah, oh, Ratel got him.
She's like, oh, learned that from my first
she got,
thing?
Yeah, and got defense and slashed him and he's dead.
Dumb. We're idiots. Granted, that was two weeks ago.
It was a bear.
Yeah, we're idiots. But anyways, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So bear, mystery man, gorilla, big guy team.
Apologies to the other weebs listening who have been screaming bear for the last 10 minutes.
Yeah.
That's our bad.
Okay. Scalies, cats...
Big
mishmash face team.
Yeah.
And big.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
So we're down to mystery man who hasn't TF'd yet.
Yeah.
The three members of the cat team and two members of the random face team.
Yeah.
Hippo's
kind of incapacitated.
They call him incapacitated.
He has a big old slash on his back.
But he's not done.
He's not out.
He's not dead.
Yeah.
So they're now everybody's in the one zone.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. So...
I only have one note for the next episode, which is all caps, exclamation mark, legalize the surgery. Because we go back to, like, the boardroom
yes.
with all the heads of state.
Yeah.
And basically, the deal is they're looking to go... they're, like, trying to... not really obfuscate, but like bury the way you bury one thing in a bill that the government passes that mm-hmm. that's the actual reason you want it to pass, but it's hidden in something else.
Right.
So they're passing it. They're trying to get a bill passed that basically about like GMO crops or something.
Yeah.
And they also hide out. Oh, and also we're legalizing thranthropes. Because they can make a lot of money off it.
Yeah.
But the emperor doesn't really want that.
No.
Because he's found a way to profit off it just doing it this way.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that ends up being something of a sticking point between some of the families and even within his own family.
Correct.
I just
got a new Mastodon follow as we were listening.
Sick.
Kitty Chloe.
Nice. Mm. Shout out.
Hope you're listening.
Yeah.
And if you're not, how the fuck did you find us?
Yeah, true. My next note is someone just got to draw rabbits fucking for this show.
Yes, because so Bunny Rabbit is the last one to show up.
She's just like, digging.
She's been digging holes and hiding because she's afraid and not tough.
Yeah.
And when
she's acting like a real digger.
Careful.
I'm always careful.
So when she pops up and she realizes that Ritel has been sort of fucked up. Or I guess like there's battles going on and she's facing the tiger. And
yeah, I think a lot of the,
because that's the thing, is a lot of this episode, I think, is battles.
Yeah, it's a lot of
battles and going to the boardroom.
Because I think there's a lot of Ritel versus Tiger.
There's a lot.
Yeah.
So they're fighting, and then Ritel sort of gets fucked up. And when Bunny appears, and she's like, oh my God, like, I need to save her. But then the pheromone has, like, started to dissipate.
Yeah.
But she is...
She's so weak.
Well, she's... And because...
And she's a bunny.
That's the thing is, I think they say, because she's a bunny.
Yeah.
And they're like, you know, the human reproductive system is like blah, blah, blah. And they show like a quick vignette. But then they're like, but rabbits, they fuck. So they, somebody drew an animation of bunnies fucking.
Just bunnies fucking.
So then she is
someone
like,
has the best job in the world.
100%. And so because she's a bunny, she's so much more affected by even like the faintest amount of the civet's pheromones.
She gets like a 3 parts per million whiff of it.
Yeah.
And just like starts dripping.
Just masturbating. Yeah. Like, puts both hands between her legs, closes her legs, and rolls side to side on the ground because she's so horny.
Yeah. Her the pussy is... Horniest. Her rabbit pussy is on fire. It's
just full of eggs. That's how it works, right? Your vagina gets full of eggs?
Full of eggs. Yeah.
Yeah, so she's the horniest girl alive.
Yep.
So Tiger kind of fucks her up.
Tiger's got like a really good, he has the best attack, they say.
Oh, gee. I wonder why.
Because Tiger's the best.
Fucking the best. Oh, this is something I wanted to say. I mean, it's a resort. We're not getting off on a tangent here.
Mm-hmm.
But here's something that big Hollywood doesn't want you to know.
Ooh.
The lion.
Drew's pointing at me.
At the beginning of the MGM logo.
Tiger roar.
It's not even a fucking lion.
It's a fucking tiger roar.
They're just as bad as dogs.
Yep.
Liars.
Yep. That is not.
Stolen valor.
That's not what lions sound like.
Lions sound like little bitches.
They do sound like little bitches.
It's a fucking tiger.
Yep.
A pissed tiger. He's fucking mad.
Why couldn't you just have the tiger that made the sound?
I don't know. Because tigers, lions are regal. They're not.
Where did they get that shit?
They're the king of the jungle, even though they don't live in the jungle.
They don't live in the jungle. They live in the fucking savannah.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Fucking Serengeti my ass.
Serengeti.
Goddamn right. Serian section.
Serian John Paul Getty. Don't get your grandson kidnapped.
I won't. And then refuse to pay for it?
Yeah.
That's how it was?
Basically.
Yeah.
Because he didn't believe he was really kidnapped.
Yeah.
He's like, nah, he's probably just fucking
Do whatever you want. I don't care.
Yeah.
So that's my real grandson.
Yeah.
Oh no, don't murder him.
Oops.
Maybe I should watch that movie so I actually know what happened. Or not watch it.
I watched the television show, not the movie. What was the show? Trust. Yeah. I like Donnie Sutherland. And that was kind of Brendan Fraser's first thing back.
Okay.
He's a lawyer in it.
Okay.
But not as fat a lawyer as he was...
Killers of the Flower Moon.
In Killers of the Flower Moon.
Well, he was going off whale
weight. I would argue he is fatter in Killers of the Flower Moon than the whale.
I don't know about that, but okay.
He was really fat.
He was really fat. But he's coming down off of it. Yep. Now he looks great.
He looks great now.
Yeah.
I love him.
He looked great on the Oscars.
Yep. I'd fuck him.
I'd let him fuck me.
Fair. Where were we? Do we get to Rabbit's Revenge on Civet?
Yeah, that's,
I think, pretty
right
soon
in there. Yeah,
it's sort of during like the Ritel Tiger fight. Maybe Cheetah's in the mix too.
She's just kind of incapacitated still,
I guess,
because
of
the horniness.
But Civet basically just like grabs Rabbit. She's like, "Oh yeah, we're also in this quadrant. And I can just fuck you up."
Yeah.
So Rabbit just like boots her down one of the holes she dug, and she is
buries her,
never seen again.
Yeah.
That is the end of Civet.
Done.
No more sex.
Nope.
This is a sex free show for the rest of the series, except it is not.
Okay.
It is a consent.
Forced consensual sex is done.
Forced con is done. Mm. Forced non-con, still on the table.
Never take it off the table. It's always there.
Never would.
It's always in the back of your mind.
So what are we about? Rabbit's fucking. Oh, Tiger did a little extra Tiger TF, mm-hmm. which I like. He got some fur on the face. Because before he just had like
bigger paws.
He had non fur stripes on the face.
Yeah.
But he got like the fur sideburns like coming into the cheek.
Looked a lot more like you.
Did look a lot more like me. He looked even cuter.
Got bigger paws. Like his hands got bigger.
Strong paws.
Yeah. But then you drop your kid.
Yeah, so he looked even cooler.
Mm-hmm.
And
no, but before she kills the civet.
Yeah.
She hears the noise of Mystery Man coming to the battle and tries to get away.
Yes.
And then that's when we have the moonsault kick, right?
No, the moonsault kick is at the end.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, yeah.
That's right.
Because that's what wins.
Yeah, yeah. But on the whole, no more consensual sex.
That's it.
Forced consensual sex.
Yeah. And then I think sort of the end of this, episode 9, Big Guy has no. I've answered my own question because I saw a future note. Big Guy sort of makes his presence known in this quadrant, and we see sort of a hard, scaly tail, and I'm like, is Kido a fucking pangolin?
Yes.
Guess what? Episode 10. He's a oh shit, pangolin.
The thing that started COVID.
Yep.
JK, it was made in a lab.
JK was a lab in Wuhan. Which was like publicly reported and nobody cared.
We were so done.
I was gonna say, under different circumstances I might be mad at the public.
Yeah.
But I honestly can't be. Just enough already. Fine, it was a lab. Who fucking cares? Is it over? Mostly? Good.
Too much talk about. Did you hear about the guy who invented the ArriveCan app and what happened to him?
No. This sounds like a fun tangent.
He got paid, I think, $15 million. Him and his partner, it was two guys running the operation, got paid $15 million by the Canadian government to design the app.
Motherfucker.
But due to all of the issues and, the government not knowing what they were doing, it ended up costing them... like almost $30 million to
the guys who made it
to constantly fix and like blah blah blah.
Oh, so they lost millions
of dollars on the app and now they're trying to get the government to pay them the money they were owed.
I mean, I would probably do the same.
Yeah, but also fuck them for ArriveCan.
Also fuck them for ArriveCan.
Fuck them.
Do I still have it on my phone?
Owe me more money.
I'm thinking I don't. I
do.
Deleted ArriveCan off my phone. That was one of my best days of the last 5 years was deleting ArriveCan.
Nice.
Because fuck that. It's the app we needed to get back into the country for those wondering what the hell ArriveCan is. When COVID was a thing. You know, that thing that was created in a Wuhan lab.
Yep.
As reported by the United States Department of Energy. Not just us, but also us. And we said it first. So we win. So we should be the new Department of Energy.
Done.
Right?
I'll take that job under President Donald Trump.
Department of Energy drinks.
Fuck yeah.
We know what we're doing.
Oh, we don't because we have four opened ones that aren't getting finished currently.
No, we're actually kind of doing a bad job with them. So Pangolin
Pangolin's
is
there.
A tough customer.
And huge.
And gigantic.
Like so much bigger than everybody else.
Yeah. Because the guy is.
Because the guy is big. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I guess you don't necessarily, other than gorilla arms.
Other than gorilla, you kind
of. And cobra.
Yeah. Well, the reptiles are, maybe just all the non-mammals are kind of weird. Because, like, the non-mammals seem to, specifically the reptiles, seem to be able to super TF. Whereas the mammals can't so much.
Because
cobra was, like, regular for a while, but then he super TF'd and was just a giant cobra.
Yeah, that's true. With arms.
With arms.
Which I hated.
Yeah. And same with Gecko. She could go, like...
A little bigger.
She could go, like, anthro Gecko woman or then, like, very full Gecko, which she didn't like to because it wasn't pretty.
Yes. Which is fair.
Which is fair. Be a better
animal.
If you're
going to TF, you got to be hot.
Yeah. I 100% agree.
If you're going to TF, you better be hot.
Words to live by. Yeah. So Pangolin's got a lot going for him, both offense and defense. He could, because he can go full pangolin ball.
Yep.
Like impenetrable.
Yep.
And so he's fighting Tiger.
Yes.
And they're fighting. Tiger's getting a little offense, but not that much. Yeah. Then maybe kind of takes advantage a little bit.
He beats him up a bit.
Gets some shots in. Yeah. And then Pangolin's like, all right, defense time. Rolls up into full ball, nothing but armor and scales. Then opens up a little hole.
Yeah.
And
Tiger goes, ha, showed your face, you coward.
And he grabs his arm in there. And then Pangolin does like a crocodile death roll on him and rips his fucking arm off.
And just
off.
Like razor blades off his entire arm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was pretty serious.
Yes. Then you think Tiger's out of it.
Yeah.
And Pangolin turns it to Ratel and says, like, this is who I've come to fight.
Yeah.
But before he can get to her, Hippo shows up again.
Mm-hmm.
And bum rushes.
He makes a save.
Pangolin. Yeah. And they have this, like, the immovable object meets the unstoppable force or whatever.
Yeah, you were close.
Yeah. So they collide.
Yeah.
And there's, like, a brief moment where they're, like, Hippo says something about, like, you might be more deadly, but you're no match for my strength or something.
Yeah.
And then just, like,
then he puts his tail through his heart.
And kills him.
And kills him dead.
Just, like, right away.
Yeah. Fucking brutal.
Like it was nothing.
Yeah.
Or for the guy who, like, didn't even want to be there or fight.
No.
And has to do this big heroic moment and then just gets killed
right
away.
Yeah. Just fucking wrecked.
Yeah. Insane.
Then I think it's time for, like, Ratel backstory.
Then it's Ratel backstory.
Yeah.
So the memory she had of the person I want to come with.
Yeah.
Gross. So it turns out that she...
And the guy is Shido, who's, like, the executive of Killing Bites.
Yes.
And Business Bitch, who's the game controller for one of the families. And the granddaughter of the emperor
Hirohito
does not like what he's been doing with it. She thinks he's been, like, sullying the good name of Killing Bites.
Right.
Even though she employs criminals.
Yes. Well, you can't have your standards set so high for everything.
I guess so.
You gotta win the game. That's the point.
Yeah. But she doesn't like him, like, trying out his stuff in Killing Bites. And Ratel is
A traditionalist.
She is a traditionalist, yeah.
I get the information comes out, I guess, that Ratel is, she was not made, she was born like that.
And we don't really
she
get...
is the perfect mixture of the creature,
of human and beast. Yeah.
Yeah. But we don't find out, like, anything about where she came from, or, like, did her dad put his Ratel oh no, am I stepping on your joke?
Here's my note. It's not that much of a mystery where she came from. Her dad fucked a badger. What's the fuck?
Or vice versa. Was she a white lady?
Oh, could have been a white lady fucking a badger.
Yeah.
White ladies do love to fuck animals.
They do like zoo stuff.
They do.
So we get her backstory, and she's like a fully feral kid. Like, living in the streets, above the streets, on rooftops,
and
ceiling. And
she's in, like, full TF mode.
Yes.
Which we haven't seen in the present day battlefield yet.
Yeah. Barely human looking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
More fur.
More fur. Yeah. I think, like, just more defined, like, animal hands and feet.
Yeah.
And
fluffier tail.
Yeah. Like, and yeah, looks wild.
Yeah.
But looks wild, a child.
But, yeah. But I like the look of her less like her present day TF form better, because the full TF, it's too much white fur for a honey badger. And, like, there's the right amount of white and black in the other version.
Yes.
Is my only complaint.
I agree.
Otherwise, look. Not saying I wouldn't fuck her. Still fuck her.
I'd still fuck the crap out of her.
Yeah, come on. So she's, just like, just stealing scraps of food on the streets of Tokyo or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And, so they, I guess, Shido just, like, is intrigued with her, right?
Yes.
And like tries to and like follows her after she like, you know, grabs a pork bun and runs away to a rooftop.
Scares people and runs to a rooftop, yeah.
Yeah. And he finds like what seems to be like one of her kind of like a home base rooftop. So he like, you know, brings her treats and like brings different things to see what she likes the best. And she usually takes it and then attacks him.
Scratches up his face.
Scratches the shit out of him. Yeah.
Almost loses an eye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's like keeps establishing a rapport because he thinks there's, you
something
know,
to
she's got potential and there's a lot to her. And
she eventually starts to talk.
Yeah. And he's like, I fucking knew it. Yeah. I fucking knew you had language.
Yeah. You are a human.
Yeah. And then kind of his like number and he wants to like bring her in and work with her.
Yeah.
Basically. And his number two guy is less.
Yes.
Enthused about it.
Yeah.
So number two guy follows him to the rooftop.
Yes.
And goes to kill her.
Backfires.
Yeah.
No, she gets hurt.
She gets
doesn't die.
Hurt, but the number two gets killed, right?
Who? Yes.
Does she kill number two, or does he shoot number two? Don't remember. Anyway, it goes bad for number two.
Do you want me to look it up right now?
If you want.
Well, but we did that last time where we did live rewatching.
I'm on it. You can.
No. All right.
Yeah. So it goes bad for him.
Yeah.
Oh, my balls. I don't remember what's next. Is that it for backstory?
Flashback to 7 years ago reveals Shido first encountered Hitomi. Hitomi is our Rattel girl.
No, I don't like
while I'm in Hong Kong, not Tokyo.
Ew.
By feeding and spending time with her, he gained her trust and named her Hitomi, that she didn't have a name before. Despite numerous injuries to himself, Shido's co-worker Shibayama ended up shooting her with a tranquilizer.
That's right.
Causing her to collapse in an area controlled by the Liuman Mafia. They are eventually saved from the Mafia by match overseer Shinozaki. Oh, yeah. The announcer girl, who is also kind of, well, it turns out to be a badass.
We're gonna get there.
Yeah.
Don't jump the gun, bitch.
And Hitomi begins to develop
feelings.
begins to develop feelings for Shido for protecting her. Back in the present, Hitomi attacks Kido with vastly superior strength and speed than her previous attacks. So yeah, so back to present day, she goes full feral TF again.
Yeah.
And is actually getting some offense on our giant pangolin. And then we get a little bit of giant pangolin backstory. The reason he's an environmentalist and can't stand plants and trees being hurt is because he associates them with his mother. Because like when his mother was dying or whatever, she's like, take these flowers, they represent me, and take that literally for the rest of your life and kill anyone who steps on a plant. And then Kido fucking cuts her arm off, too.
Yeah.
He's nuts for arm severing.
You like what you like, Scott.
You do like what you like. Yeah.
Do we say that? Oh, no, sorry. It's after he cuts her arm off. Never mind. Continue.
I think it's when he cuts her arm off that Business Bitch does, like, full, like, in your face premature celebration.
Brandi Chastain takes her shirt off.
Yeah.
Slides on her knees, does the like big fist pumps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%. Like, yeah. The fight is not over, but she's like so sure she's got it in the bag that she's going nuts. She's like, fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. I'm the best. Whatever my fucking Zaibatsu is number one. You're all pussies. We win. How dare you get on my level, et cetera, et cetera. It's great. And like the most hubris you've ever seen. It's perfect. And,
so he's going to finish the job.
Yeah.
And out of nowhere comes One-Armed Tiger.
Yes.
Who pops his eyeball out.
Yes, that's right.
But after he cuts out Pangolin's eyeball, just tail through them guts.
Boof. Yeah.
Then when it happened, I was like, ooh, Scott's not going to like that.
I didn't like that.
Me either.
Was not a fan.
No.
We got some more boardroom stuff.
Yeah.
I think this is where the Ishida guy who, and Ishida's like R, like the baby face one,
yeah,
with Ratel and with Ratel Rabbit and Hippo. And up to this point, he's been a total like cuck.
Yes.
He's like, oh yes, whatever you like, we do good business number one.
Racist, but okay.
But accurate.
Yeah.
And but then because are two teams out now or
well sort of
but as it's getting down to it and the deal is that the winning Zaibatsu gets the rights and gets to determine who gets what of
yeah.
the new public surgery business yeah. basically. So yeah, so eventually the cuck persona has been a ruse, and he's like, "Oh no, we're winning, and actually I fucking own all your asses."
Yeah,
it was very sweet.
Yeah, it was pretty sweet.
But there's
still other stuff that I think we missed because during the fight, between. It's during all the pangolin shit.
Yeah.
The gorilla goes after Bunny.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
And so she decides to run away because that's what she does.
Yep.
Because she's a dumb bunny.
Yes, yes. We did forget this.
And then the gorilla is like chasing her, but he's like, I don't understand why I can't catch her. And then he goes, oh, wait, I'm a big fucking strong gorilla. Like, I'm just going to fuck her up.
Yeah.
Oh, no. He gets summoned to go back to,
yeah,
this was before all that.
Yeah, yeah.
He gets summoned to go to the zone where
yeah.
they are.
The busy zone.
And he goes, oh, that must mean that they want me to wrap this up quickly.
Yeah.
So he starts just like ripping chunks of trees off and throwing them at her.
Yeah.
And
then also using them to plug her.
To plug her
plug her holes. Plug not her holes. That way.
Nice.
Both ways?
It's both ways.
Okay.
There's some hole plugging.
Yeah.
And yeah, so he's like destroying the forest and yeah. stuff, and somebody doesn't like that.
Sit well with Pangolin, who proceeds to
slice him in half,
murder his own teammate,
yeah, with his yeah. tail, just cut him in the middle,
yeah.
And then that's a very comical look because when he's dead, it's like yeah. gorilla upper body with the huge arms,
yeah.
and then human legs just like separate, just from
little bitch ass human legs. Yeah,
that was pretty good,
yeah. That was good stuff. Yeah, yeah, that's how we got rid of Gorilla.
And then after killing Tiger is when Ratel fully...
I think wounding Tiger, because I think they said they're getting medical attention for a couple of them.
Maybe, yeah. I mean, he did get stabbed like...
Or maybe that's
kind of right through the middle.
Me telling myself that Tiger's not dead?
I don't know. But Ratel's already gone back to she's full transferred now.
Yes,
and he goes into a ball.
Yeah,
and she decides like I'm gonna bowl him.
Yeah,
so she bowls him into some trees. Does a dumb strike joke.
Of course.
Pangolin wakes up and is now like fucking. Oh, no. Pissed.
I broke the trees.
Yeah. And then we have a flashback to him as a kid.
Yeah.
Where his mom's boyfriend.
Or just his father. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. So she's like talking about protecting. She like, I guess she owns like a plant business and is talking about like growing plants and protecting them. They're living beings and they should yeah. be treated with respect. And then his dad or mom's boyfriend or stepdad or the father figure in his life,
yeah.
Is like abusing his mom.
Yeah.
And he says like, nobody hurts mommy. And then he beats the shit out of him with a baseball bat.
Yeah.
Mushes his brains.
Yeah.
Like it's going to be hard to identify him without dental records.
Yeah.
And, so now like that enrages him to the point where now he doesn't care about protecting the plants. He just starts wrecking shit. Like, yeah. He doesn't care.
He just goes rage mode.
Yeah. So goes rage mode on her. Several times you think she's fucking dead, mm-hmm. and then she just, like, is still kicking it, because then they show, like, an animated thing of how honey badgers, like, even if their guts are pouring out and they're missing an arm, they will fight
until... And they're fighting, like, you know, a giant cat.
A lion or something. They will still fight until they're fucking dead.
Yes.
They're, like, they will never give up. And so... Yeah. I think
because the one with the sharpest fangs wins, that's what Killing Bites is.
You nailed it. So she...
But the sharpest fangs is a metaphor.
Yeah.
For the will to fight.
For cojones.
For penis.
For penis and balls that are on top because...
Because you're a dumb kangaroo.
Because they're a dumb kangaroo who does missionary and believes in Joseph Smith. So he... turns his attention to Rabbit because she's the only one. Oh, and Cheetah.
Yeah.
But then gets up. He realizes that she's not dead, goes to attack her. She dodges to his blind side with his eyes removed, picks up her severed arm and throws it like a javelin
through his head
and he drops dead. And then they cut back to the boardroom and premature celebration was like, no, how did they kill him? Like he's the strongest, most powerful being. Like, how is he dead? He's not dead, even though in theory he should be dead. So he wakes up.
Yeah.
And they even say leaking brain matter out of the back of his head.
Yeah.
And he goes to attack her, and out of nowhere, Cheetah comes and slices his throat. And he just starts like spraying blood everywhere. And she says something about when you leave your vulnerability open to the cheetah, they strike with speed or whatever. So now he's fucking dead.
Yeah.
And now Cheetah and Ratel have like a stare down.
Yeah.
And she's like, they're like, oh, like now it's down to us or whatever. And Cheetah like starts doing like her very fast like attacks, which Ratel can't like really, like, you know, like you're literally missing an arm and just had to battle with like the biggest, strongest.
She's not doing great.
Motherfucker. So he gets on top of her. Cheetah ends up on top of her and is like, oh, this is like, or no, that's the sex scene. I don't remember. Does she just sort of like kicks her ass enough that she's like unconscious?
Yeah, it's what was the deal? Slashes Keto's throat. You awaken, tries to flee. What happens to it? I think Ratel's just kind of fucked up from, I think she's fucked up from keto to the point that she's technically out of the fight.
Right. Yes. And then Bunny's trying to dig a hole.
So technically it's just Bunny and Cheetah left.
Yes. Bunny's trying to dig a hole to drag her. Oh, no, that's... We skipped that too. But anyways. Oh, yeah. So Cheetah realizes it's just her and Bunny. Yeah. Bunny's obviously her only defense is to run.
Yeah.
But Cheetah can catch
her. But she's running from a cheetah. Which is a foolish endeavor.
Yeah. So she chases her and then ends up tripping.
She trips.
But while tripping, does like a full moonsault kick to Cheetah.
Bops her right in the nose.
Knocks her out cold.
Knocks her ass out.
And lands on her feet.
And wins.
And is the champion of Killing Bites. Yeah,
the bunny.
Without doing a fucking thing.
Yeah. And then shortly after that, all the lights and monitors shut down. And a bunch of goddamn chameleons show up. Because
we haven't enough fucking scalies.
Because Business Bitch and Grandpa, they're the ones who are doing it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. They've been ordered to kill all these survivors and nullify the results of the thing.
Yeah, so they kill all of the camera crew.
Yeah, they kill the camera crew.
And then the feed goes out.
Yeah. And they're trying to kill everyone.
Yeah.
And, Yeah, the Sumitomo are the ones in charge of them.
Yeah,
and so they can maintain the, because they're kind of the number one Zaibatsu and want to stay as such. So that this was their backup plan on the off chance they lost, which they did. So the high energy female princess announcer who's been giving us the play by play so far. Hops off the boat onto the island and murderizes all the chameleons. Yeah, so that was,
they look number one, like they are invisible.
Yes,
they have the tongues.
Yeah,
they look like fucking.
That was the other fun animal fact thing, like the speed, like. The,
yeah, 0.01 seconds
zero,
to get to their top
zero to
speed.
0 to 90 in 0.01 seconds. Yeah,
that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
They look like Slee Stacks from Land of the Lost.
Land of the Lost, So we thwart the...
attempt.
The chameleon attempt, and then there's basically a coup... against
Emperor Hirohito,
Emperor Grandpa,
Emperor Grandpa,
by Ishida, who won, and one of the other groups, and then also people within Grandpa's
own faction,
including Leo the Lion, who puts his arm through his body, and fucking kills him,
guts him,
just full on,
and doesn't business bitch turn reptile, or was that a different girl?
That's not business bitch.
That's a different girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. She turns reptile and then is going to kill him. But then the Leo kills him.
Yeah.
And then tells her something like, this isn't your fight, bitch.
You better not.
Yeah. Or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I don't think business bitch is, is furry.
Oh yeah. She's not, because he,
because she probably would have done more to defend herself. Maybe. So she's
having a temper tantrum out of the room.
Yes.
She storms into the room to realize that Emperor Grandpa's dead.
Yeah. And then, he had a heart attack.
Yeah. And then she was like, funny. No, he didn't. Like, Leo, get them.
And Leo's like,
I'm done listening. I've got other stuff
going on.
And in fact, I'm pretty horny. And you have what I'm looking for.
Yeah, so Leo's like, I don't love how you guys have been betting on us killing each other. And we're not gonna take it. Starts playing, and so he's like, "Yeah, so I don't know why I've been going along with this power structure for a while, but now we're gonna do it differently." So, how do I? Maybe I'll just read the plot summary.
Do it.
They kill Yuuzhan, the Mitsukata president, to give civilians access to the hybrid creation surgery.
As it should.
With her grandfather dead, Yoko is left powerless. Yoko is business bitch. Mm-hmm. Leo takes revenge against her for abusing hybrids by raping her and claiming her as his slave. I'm just reading the news, guys.
We don't shoot the messenger.
Yeah.
So, I'm just passing on the sexy news.
So that's what happens. And it's pretty cool. They don't show the rape.
They don't. It's just implied.
But he does. Let's be clear.
I mean, he straight up says he's going.
He says he is, and that's the end of it. Yeah. And he does.
Yeah.
So, yeah, pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Pretty cool.
So then we cut to like a few weeks later. Things have gone as back to normal as they're going to go for our just regular human guy who got roped into this and was the game controller for the Ishidas.
Yeah.
And then, but he kind of misses.
Yeah. He's sad.
Yeah. Finally gets a message from her asking him to come to the place.
The place.
Which is the...
Where they first met. Well, he figures out is where they first met.
Yeah.
Which is that first pit of garbage.
Yeah.
Where she bit off Leo's hand.
Yeah. And they have sort of... Yeah, sort of like an emotional conversation.
Like, I'm sorry that I made the decision to let you stay there and fight. And her arm is reattached. She got her arm in a sling, which she says, like, I can't move it, but it works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's getting better. It's only been a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
It takes a minute for fully detached arms.
I know when my arm gets bitten off that it takes a couple of weeks to reattach.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah. So they have, like, a pretty intense conversation. And then when it seems like maybe they'll kiss or something, she... fucking slices his ass,
cuts his ass up,
yeah, and
says I'm sorry.
Yeah, and then gets back in the car with Shido, who ordered her to do it because no loose ends. Mm-hmm. and they drive off into the sunset. Cut to, smash cut to the future, a couple of years.
I don't remember if it says,
does this say anything? The near future.
The near future, yeah. I was going to say, I don't think it says a specific.
And the near future. I had some funny notes for the last episode. It is raining shit on business, bitch. I wrote that before Leo raped her. And then for the apparent murder of our sort of main character, I wrote, whoa, what the fuck?
Yeah.
But then, near future.
Perfect.
Everything's awesome.
Perfect future.
All caps. Everyone's a fur.
Everyone's TF'd.
Yeah.
There's an island for them to live on.
Everyone who wants
to be. It's beautiful. It's right on the water.
Yeah. It's fucking rad.
Yeah. It's nice. There's a stadium there where Killing Bites takes place.
But like nice Killing
Bites. Nice
like
Killing
Bites. Non-lethal. Like just sport. Killing Bites sports.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like soccer.
Yeah.
Then we see a couple of new characters, I guess.
Yeah.
Who, like, one shows up to, like, register for Killing Bites.
Because, like, Ratel is, like, the champion of this Killing Bites, right?
No, Bunny is.
Oh, sorry, Bunny. Yeah, my bad.
Yeah,
Bunny.
Bunny is, and she's, like, the promotional, like, video thing.
She's the face of it.
She's the face of it. And then, like, there's a couple of, like, a kid shows up and, like, registers to be in the Killing Bites.
Yeah.
And then you see some, like, gothy-looking bitch walk in that they stand for a second.
Yeah.
Then there's, like, a mystery man in a cloak who says the line of the one with the sharpest fangs.
That's our guy.
Yeah.
Who, in fact, wasn't all the way murdered by Ratel. Probably intentionally. Because she didn't want to do it. Nope. She was just ordered
to do
it.
She even said, he told me to do it. I don't know why I did it.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
But he is still, I think he is pissed at her. Because the implication is that he's got some new animal bitches.
Well, and it's all about the implication.
to get revenge on her.
Yes.
And whoever else. And that's how it ends. So definitely, like... very much leaves it open for more stuff. It's been 6 years.
Well, we might have gotten more had there not been a global pandemic.
You know what? That does...
And that led us to decide we were going to read the manga, except for we're not reading the manga.
But we will talk about
More anime.
Make more anime, please. I can't believe we're saying make more anime.
Make more anime.
But here we find ourselves. Let's fix the Oscars before 3 hours.
Nah, let's do it in 4 hours.
Okay, I like your style. Yeah, did y'all forget this was an Oscars podcast? I did.
No, it's exclusively anime, and sometimes we'll do Oscars.
Yeah.
Every other week we'll do Oscars. We're just doing Oscars.
We'll do one award every week, and that'll take us smoothly into autumn. So, did y'all watch the Oscars? What'd you think? Write in, let us know. Give us a call. Live on the air. 591 Rock. 591 Roll. So what do we do? We do the big, what is it? The big seven?
Big 12.
Picture, director.
Yeah.
Actor, actress. Supporting actor, supporting actress.
Visual effects.
Visual effects. Achievement in sound.
Live action short.
And of course, live action short, the number one.
No, we do the big five, big seven.
Yeah. The four acting, picture, director, screenplay. And we do screenplay as one.
Screenplay as one, which I didn't actually write my answers down, but it's fine. It's all in my brain, I guess.
Is it?
I know who I'm giving it to.
Do you know your other four nominees?
Shut up, Scott! Yeah, I do.
Because we're doing screenplay first.
I know we're doing screenplay first. Okay. Scott, can I say one thing really nice to you?
Only if it's really nice.
Okay.
Because as we have documented...
You're delicate.
I can dish it out, but I absolutely cannot take it.
Okay. Here's the one really, really nice thing I'm going to say about you.
Mm-hmm.
Shut the fuck up.
Okay.
I'm going to do this. All right. So the...
So the two winners were... Anatomy of a Fall for original screenplay and American Fiction for best adapted screenplay, adapted from Black...
The novel...
Black Bush, Book by some guy named Cord or something.
Cord Jefferson.
Yeah.
Who I think is also the director.
Oh, then he's the director or writer or both.
He's both.
Someone else wrote the book.
I don't know, man.
But also, who cares? Because it was the ninth best picture nominee.
Our predictions were American Fiction and Anatomy of a Fall.
Boom!
I said Oppenheimer and The Holdovers. So, two for Scott and none for Drew.
Sad. How would you have liked it to go?
I kept Anatomy of a Fall.
I also kept Anatomy of a Fall.
Did you keep The Holdovers? Did you keep Maestro? Did you keep May, December?
No, no, no.
Did you keep Past Lives?
Yes.
Well, me too.
Okay.
Did you keep American Fiction?
No.
I also didn't keep American Fiction. Did you keep Barbie?
I did.
Okay. I didn't, but I that's fine.
It was fun writing.
It is.
Yeah.
Did you keep Sloppenheimer?
No.
I didn't either. Did you keep Poor Things?
Yes.
Me too. Did you keep Zone of Interest?
Yes.
I didn't.
It's okay.
Because there wasn't a lot of script to it.
And there were some.
But not enough to be nominated.
Fair enough.
If we're only doing five.
Yep.
To me, I don't think it's in the five.
The two I was on the fence on were Barbie and Zone of Interest.
Okay.
I'm like, top three, spoilers, top three, Anatomy of a Fall, Poor Things, Past Lives.
Okay.
I think those are the three best screenplays.
I would do the same thing in that same order.
So what are your two that aren't Barbie and Zone of Interest?
Wouldn't you like to know?
Drew, I would love to know.
Oh, well, that's good. I think.
Oh, real time. Real time with Bill Maher over here.
I don't know, man. I think I liked. I mean, it is real time because that was the only one I didn't write out my ones.
Probably Rustin.
I saw it.
Did you?
No.
Oh, what a good lie. I totally believed you.
I got you. Good.
You could have run with that. So probably like American Symphony.
I'm going to.
Got to be American Symphony. Right?
I'm going to keep. No, I'm not going to keep. I'm going to keep. No, I'm not going to keep.
I love what's happening right now.
I don't know why.
I don't know where I am right now.
But I want to say The Creator.
Okay.
I liked the things that were happening in that movie.
Okay.
But that might just be because I want to give The Creator more things.
I think you're
confusing The Creator with Aliens.
I think your rating of The Creator caused someone else to watch it and not like it as much as you.
Oh, good for them.
It might have been Antifa Catboy, but I also it also could have been anyone else in the world.
Could have literally been any other person.
But that's what comes to mind.
Don't come.
Do not come.
The Creator.
What'd you give it, a 12 out of 10?
I give it 8. It's an average 3.3. I give it 4.
Yep.
I don't know. Nope. Nope. That's not the person I wanted. Nope. That's not the person I wanted. Well,
what are you doing?
Shut up. Yeah.
Tell me what you're doing and I'll do it 3 times faster.
I was seeing if anybody I followed was Antifa Catboy. They gave a rating for it.
Gotcha.
Or a review for it. Yeah, I like The Creator a lot more than a lot of people did, I think.
I don't know.
Because it's unique and different, yeah. And I like it when it's not just the same stuff. Mm-hmm. And I think I'll just keep May, December because I like I like the things that happened in that
May
movie.
May, December was the one on the bubble for me.
Gotcha.
Who'd you give it to?
Anatomy of a Fall.
Anatomy of a Fall.
Yeah.
They got it right. They got it right a few times. But not all of the time.
Yeah, this one might not actually be like a super controversial like Oscars thing for I don't think. I think a lot of it's like whatever.
I didn't change my predictions good. for the stream.
Yeah.
This past Sunday.
Yep.
So good for me.
I
got a couple more wrong than I thought I would, but
I literally have them all typed out right here.
I highlighted
the ones that we got right, and I put a line through the ones that were wrong.
I think every single one I got wrong, I was happy to be wrong.
Gotcha.
Because it's the one I would have wanted to win.
There was one. I'm going to tell you, it was best documentary short film.
Yes.
You said the ABCs of book banning. I said The Last Repair Shop.
It was The Last Repair Shop.
When it was The Last Repair Shop, I stood up out of my chair and went, fuck you, Scott. Even though I couldn't care less
about documentary shorts.
But it was just really funny that I guessed, like, it was the only one I knew anything about.
Yeah.
So I guessed it, and then I got it right, and I was just like, fuck you, Scott.
Were you sad that The After didn't win?
Yeah, real sad.
The baitiest bait
that ever baited. Yeah. It sucked. Anyways. best supporting actress, because women are second class.
Weak crop.
Yeah.
I thought the actual nominees were a weak crop, and I think my nominees are a different but also weak crop.
I agree. So the winner...
There's like... two good women a year.
We always struggle and we have to fill out the
and we have to
thing.
Nominate yeah. 10 somehow. I think there should be
I think there should be
one nominee for best actress
and
one nominee for best supporting actress.
Okay.
And then they win.
Deal.
Is that not easier?
Yeah, so much easier. Then Melissa McCarthy doesn't get nominated.
Sad.
For no, I'm saying it's a good thing. The winner was Divine Joy Randall.
Did my biggest prediction come true?
I don't remember. No, a joke about it being Monique.
Adam getting mad at me for...
Yeah.
Came true. But then Adam went the extra mile, and when they were doing, I guess it was the five former best actors talking about the new ones, he called Forrest Whitaker Monique, and I had a really good laugh.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
And then he actually had a good... is Adam funny sometimes?
Yeah, sometimes.
Damn. I don't think of him as funny, but
me neither, but he's got his moments.
He really had it. Cause he like, that was good on it, And I'm like, when he made the joke, I of course got fake mad at him for making such a tasteless joke.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, your joke was about you being hateful towards black women. My joke was about being hateful to you.
I like that.
Pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Fair words too.
So the winner for best supporting actress was Divine Joy Randall.
Davine, which I cannot tell you how angry I am. Yeah, that's how it's pronounced.
Davine is fine. Whatever. I don't give a shit.
It sounds like a guy named Dave Vine.
Dave Vine. Yeah, the guy who invented Vine. Dave Vine.
Oh, that's right. I wonder how he's doing.
For the holdovers, one, I kept her.
I kept her because I had to. She was my fifth choice.
Emily.
Spoiler: she doesn't win.
Emily Blunt for Oppenheimer didn't keep.
I did because I ran out.
Because you had to, yeah.
Depending on yours.
Your one steal.
I may enact my one steal.
Danielle Brooks for The Color Purple, which obviously I didn't keep because I don't watch
absolutely
musicals.
Not.
America Ferrera for Barbie didn't keep because she was only in there because
she had
of
one
her,
scene.
And because of her fucking speech last
year.
Yeah, that's the only reason. And then Jodie Foster for Naiad I kept because I thought Naiad was decent.
I guess I should have watched it.
Yeah. Can we move this along, mister?
I'm sorry.
You're trying to do under 3 hours and you keep pausing.
Sorry.
Hey. You should have watched it. I mean, it's a good movie.
Yeah.
It's worth watching. That being said, I didn't keep the main star of it in Best Actress, but...
good.
So yeah, I kept Jodie Foster. I kept Devoyne Shower Handle.
Perfect.
I added, because they both can't be leads, I added Natalie Portman for May December.
I think Natalie's lead in Julianne
Whatever,
is supporting.
That's fine. I'm still doing Natalie Portman. I'm not arguing with you on this.
Fine. Fine.
I added, Madeline Una Voiles, who's the little girl from The Creator.
Okay.
And I added, this is the dumbest one, but I thought she was pretty good in the movie.
Okay.
I added Vanessa Kirby from Mission Impossible.
I added Vanessa Kirby for Napoleon.
Okay. Nice. Nice.
Not bad. Look at us.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I didn't know she was in Mission Impossible.
Yep. She's one of the many ensemble who do stuff, but pretty good because she has to kind of play two characters.
Okay.
Because she plays herself and then she plays a different character wearing her face.
Nice.
Being her. So, I don't know. I thought she was pretty good in it.
Love a face job.
Also, that movie's really good and people should stop shitting on big movies like that because it's actually a really fucking good movie.
Fair enough.
What do you got?
So,
Devoyne Shower Handle.
Devoyne Shower Handle.
Vanessa Kirby.
Vanessa Kirby. Emily Blunt.
Emily Blunt.
Julianne Moore, because I think she's supporting Natalie's lead. Gotcha. And Kate McKinnon, because I think she was better than America Ferrera. And if America Ferrera got nominated, then Absolutely. Kate McKinnon should get
also,
nominated.
Also, even the little girl was better. The little girl was more important to the
Actually,
story.
Actually, yeah, she was.
Yeah, Ariana Greenblatt. What a terrible name.
Yeah, it's a tough one. And I'm in real time going to replace Emily Blunt with Jodie Foster.
Even though you didn't see the movie.
That's correct.
That's fair.
Emily Blunt was there because I ran out. Yeah.
I mean, you know who I should have said was Florence Pugh's tits.
Yes.
Because that was the highlight of Oppenheimer for this guy.
Yes, it was.
This old creep.
This old creep. Bob Vila in This Old Creep.
I'm going Natalie Portman for May December because when I saw the movie, I literally was like, give her the fucking Oscar now.
I'm going.
And you're giving Julianne Moore?
Julianne Moore nice. For May December because nice. I think Natalie was lead.
Nice.
Love it.
Nice. Best Supporting Actor. The winner was Robert Downey Jr. for Oppenheimer, which I assume we both kept.
Yes.
Sterling K. Brown for American Fiction. I wanted to keep, but there was two other people that I wanted to replace him with.
I didn't even want to keep him that bad.
That's fine. I mean, I really like him as an actor. And his role in the movie was good. Like, he's enjoyable.
He can kind of only play assholes.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Bob De Niro for Killers of the Flower Moon. I kept him.
Kept him.
Ryan Gosling.
I thought he was the best thing in Flower Moon.
I agree. Ryan Gosling for Barbie. Kept him.
Kept him.
Mark Ruffalo for Poor Things. Kept him.
Kept him.
Then I wanted to add who I think you added, but I added a different person.
You didn't know anything about me.
I think you added Willem Dafoe for Poor Things.
You do know things about me.
That's who I wanted to add.
I got Bob De Niro, Bob Downey.
Bob Downey.
Bill Dafoe.
Bill Dafoe. Yeah.
Ruffalo Gosling.
Okay.
Are my five.
I added Charles Melton, who's like the son, husband,
the
Julianne Moore in May December.
The rape victim.
The rape victim in May December. I'm still going Robert Downey Jr.
I'm going Ryan Gosling. He fucking killed it.
Okay. Good for you.
Downey was excellent.
Yeah.
And I had no problem with him winning the Oscar.
Yeah.
But if I'm doing the Oscars,
This is in fact you doing the Oscars.
This is me doing the Oscars.
So.
And Dallas.
And Scott does Dallas.
Yeah.
Best actress was Emma Stone. Obviously, we both kept her.
And, you don't know me.
And I assume she's still winning for both of us.
Yeah. you want to just skip this one? They got it right.
Annette Bening for Naiad. I didn't keep her.
Didn't keep her.
Lily Gladstone for Killers. I didn't keep her.
Didn't keep her.
Sandra Hüller for Anatomy of Fall. I kept.
I kept her and added her for Zone of Interest.
Yep.
She had a pretty good year.
She did. She really did. Carey Mulligan for Maestro. I didn't keep her because she's very hateable.
Yep.
I added Julianne Moore for May December.
I added Natalie Portman.
I added.
I think Natalie had more screen time,
but she wasn't in it for the first 30 minutes of the movie.
Flip a coin.
I added Greta Lee for Past Lives. And I added Margot Robbie for Barbie.
Okay.
It's kind of stupid she didn't get nominated, but I get why, because there's, you can take as many old men out of the Academy as you want.
There's still enough old men
that are going to not nominate her. But she was actually really good in the movie.
She was good. Yeah.
Like, I think she deserved to be nominated. Yeah. It's kind of weird that she wasn't.
I think Goss was better.
Also, they don't like women. We're obviously keeping Emily Stone as the, best actor.
I didn't say my fifth.
Oh. Hmm? don't know. Who's your fifth?
You couldn't sound less excited.
Because we both said Emma Stone, so it doesn't fucking matter.
Emma Stone, Greta Lee, Natalie Portman, Sandra Hüller times two, and Leonie Benesch, the lead woman in The Teacher's Lounge, was very good.
That a movie that no one but you saw.
I guess.
No one in the Academy saw that movie.
Oh, probably not.
100%. Well, because, again, Zone of Interest was nominated for Best International Feature.
Yeah.
Do you think anyone in the Academy was like, this one's nominated for International and Best Picture, I'm just going to see this movie.
Yeah. But we could
have. Two birds stoned at once.
But we could have had that with two movies, because Anatomy of a Fall should have also, but the French government are catty little bitches.
Well, it's not. They're not wrong.
They're not wrong.
They're not wrong. Best actor.
Yep.
Cillian Murphy for Oppenheimer. I'm assuming we both kept.
I kept.
Brad Cooper for Maestro. I assume we both kept.
Get out of here.
Coleman Domingo for Rustin. I assume we both kept.
No,
we didn't.
Nobody saw Rustin. How did he get that nomination?
Gay Blackman saw it.
I guess Gay Blackman.
Paul Giamatti for The Holdovers.
Yep.
Kept.
Kept.
Jeffrey Wright, American Fiction. I kept. I love Jeff Wright.
Jeff Wright's great.
He's great.
He was Bubble for me. Didn't keep him.
Okay. I added John David Washington for The Creator.
Okay.
Because I like that movie and I like him.
Yep.
And it's up to you to determine who my fifth is. Because I have four that I could do, and I don't know what I want to do with my life. All right. So you tell me yours, and I'll see if it's the same as mine.
I have three you haven't said.
That's the
maybe.
That's the point of doing this.
They're all in your four. Leo DiCaps.
Fuck!
For Killers of the Flower Moon.
I'm just kidding. He wasn't that. Yeah.
Joaquin Phoenix for Napoleon.
Didn't see it, but he would be in consideration.
And Christian Friedel for Zone of Interest.
Yeah, that was one of the ones that I was considering.
Yeah.
Although he is playing a Nazi.
So he should win,
he should
say?
Win.
Okay. Fair.
You sold me. I'm doing a Nazi.
Okay, I'm a Nazi.
All right, I'm a Nazi. Oh, I didn't even write, like, all the other fucking... supporting actress we both got right, supporting actor we both guessed right, best actress we both guessed wrong because we both said Lily Gladstone.
Yes.
Best actor
again, another one happy to be wrong.
Me too. Cillian Murphy you got right, I said Paul Giamatti. Then director and picture we both said Nolan Oppenheimer.
Yeah.
You finished 16-7, I finished 15-8.
I believe, yeah, I ended with 16 on the night and I didn't win.
Oh, who won?
Shea with 18. And he, because usually every year someone will be, as I dub them, Johnny Homework, and like really do the research on it. Gael did it 1 year. He did the, maybe 2 years ago he did it, maybe three, I don't know. Time kind of means nothing anymore.
Yep.
He did the opposite this year in that
he didn't watch a single movie.
Didn't see any of the movies or know what was nominated.
None?
I don't think barely, maybe
wow,
one.
Wow, that's
maybe
crazy.
Maybe one by accident.
That's crazy.
Yeah. But he was blind going
okay,
in.
Okay, that's a weird way to do it. But
yeah, I believe he got five. And I believe those five were in like the first seven or eight awards. Like he got to five
all the kind of unimportant ones.
He got to five and stayed there.
That's all right.
And yeah, and Shea was Johnny Homework and got 18.
Nerd.
And in
nerd.
Made me look like a fool. I believe the first time in 7 years I've not won.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to kill Shea.
Fair.
Yeah.
Who won for you? Cillian Murphy still?
No.
Paul Giamatti.
I think so. But I could be convinced otherwise.
I mean, that's who I predicted to win and that's who I thought would win, so I'm going to go Paul Giamatti.
So we have formed a quorum.
Yeah.
On Paul Giamatti.
Yeah.
So be it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did a nice job.
Fish eye. He's a goddamn sockeye salmon. No, walleyes. What are they? They're fish, right? Walleyes? They're like a type of cod?
No.
Halibut?
Yeah, maybe, actually. Walleye fish. It's in the pike perch or pickerel family.
Oh, okay, there you go. Yeah, fucking old walleye Giamatti.
Yep.
Best director, Christopher Nolan won for Oppenheimer, Captain.
Kept him.
Justine Triet for Anatomy of Fall. Kept her.
Kept her.
Even though she's a woman.
I know. I felt bad. Yeah. I felt bad keeping a woman, but I did.
Martin Scorsese for Killers of the Flower Moon. Didn't keep him.
Didn't keep him.
Yorgos Lanthimos, Poor Things, kept him.
Kept him.
Jonathan Glazer, Zone of Interest, kept him.
Kept him.
And I'm torn between two. I don't want to keep giving the creator Academy Awards, but I think Gareth Edwards did a pretty good job of visual effects and acting. He had a lot of good acting. And then Celine Song for Past Lives. I also wanted to keep... or add Christopher McQuarrie for Mission Impossible, because directing those movies doesn't seem easy.
That's true. Yeah, I was between two...
Maybe three. Oh, two Asian ladies?
Two Asian people.
Oh, okay. Whew, scared me for a second.
Scott, what are you talking about?
May December Past Lives? Or is May December a white lady?
May December's a white man named Todd Haynes.
Might be a woman, you don't know.
That's true. Everything's topsy-turvy these days. I was between Celine Song and Hayao Miyazaki for Dat Boy and Dat Heron. and I went Miyazaki, because even though it's a middle of the road Miyazaki movie, yeah, it's better than
Miyazaki being
most
nominated.
Other people's movies, and probably won't get a ton more times to nominate him and not have him win. So
I like that neither of us put Greta Gerwig in there.
No.
I'm going to go with Celine Song, I think, for Past Lives, because it doesn't matter because Chris Nolan is still winning. the fifth person in a category where you already have the winner doesn't really matter
so much.
You're going Chris Nolan still?
Nope.
Oh. Jonathan Glazer, because of how cool the filming was.
I would have liked to see more of what was going on
just
in the back.
Justine Triet. Because Anatomy of a Fall, because that's what thing. Yorgos Lanthimos, because it's Poor Things.
Yes.
Okay. Cool. No, I don't know. Best Picture. Winner was Oppenheimer. I kept it. American Fiction, I didn't keep. I think it's fine, but I don't think it's an Academy movie.
I think it was number 9 of 10 on the list, so... Yeah.
No. Anatomy of a Fall, I kept, obviously. Kept. Barbie, I didn't keep. Maybe I should have, but I put one I like more in there.
Let me guess. The Creator, your favorite movie.
I mean, that's there, but that's not even the one I was talking about.
Mission Impossible.
That's the one.
Okay. Your two favorite movies of the year, The Creator and Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1.
I think it's just called Dead Reckoning now. I don't think they're doing a second Dead Reckoning. I think they're doing a different title. Anyways... you didn't keep Barbie, or you kept Barbie?
I kept it.
Okay.
It's probably...
9 or 10.
9 or 10.
Holdovers, kept it.
Didn't keep it.
Okay, that's fine.
But...
Because you put Boy in the Heron.
I did put Boy in the Heron, but...
Whatever.
Do I want to put Holdovers?
Who cares?
It's between Holdovers and Barbie. Neither's winning.
Who cares? Killers of the Flower Moon, I didn't keep.
Nope.
Maestro didn't fucking keep it. It was one of the worst movies I've seen all year.
I had it for the winner.
Oh, okay, cool. Past Lives I kept.
Yep.
Obviously Poor Things.
Yep.
And Zone of Interest, obviously.
Yes.
I added Godzilla Minus One.
I
didn't, because you forgot it was nominated. I didn't realize how invested I was in Godzilla winning
until
they won and those people went up and I got misty-eyed.
Uh-huh.
And was like, why am I in love with this?
And
why am I so happy right now?
Another pick I was happy to be wrong on, because I thought it was going Creator.
Yeah, because we were like, gears in the brain.
Gears in the brain.
I was so happy Godzilla won.
It was awesome, yeah.
Even though the guy could barely speak English.
A bunch of people in the chat, when they were talking, they were like, Scott, he's doing your voice. I was like, good, then yeah. I don't have to do it and get in trouble anymore.
That's true.
This is odd, because I have a distinct memory of writing
down Godzilla
Minus One in this category last night, and it had to be in this category, because it's not in any other categories. And
Best
now it's,
actor, now Godzilla.
Godzilla. let's see if I have 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Huh. Well, obviously you changed your mind or you didn't save it.
Am I comfortable replacing Barbie with Godzilla minus one?
I don't know. Are you?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm writing it down.
May, December?
Yes.
I added The Creator, obviously.
Obviously.
And I added Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning, and those are my 10.
So I had the ones you said.
Uh-huh. And you're going to do one of the international, you're going to do Teacher's Lounge because you're a film F-slur and you always do that.
Poor Things, Oppenheimer, Anatomy of a Fall, Zone of Interest, Past Lives, May, December, Gojira, Boy and the Heron, The Teacher's Lounge.
There you go.
And my 10th, I have Society of the Snow.
Really?
It was pretty harrowing.
I mean, it was. I thought it was an okay movie.
But now, in real time, I am backspacing it.
Did you see The Creator?
I did not see The Creator. Nor
did you see Mission Impossible?
Did I see Mission Impossible?
Ah!
So I may be way off, but I'm replacing Society of the Snow with The Holdovers.
Okay.
Because that it's a cozy movie.
It's nice.
It's a nice movie. Cozy movie.
Giamatti's pretty funny.
Yeah.
I don't fully hate the kid.
Kid's pretty good.
Monique was great.
Loved Monique. yeah. So my final 10.
Okay.
After two live changes.
After two live redos.
Oppenheimer, Gojira, Anatomy of a Fall, Poor Things, Zone of Interest, Past Lives, May, December, Teacher's Lounge, Boy and the Heron, Holdovers.
Anatomy of a Fall, The Holdovers, Oppenheimer, Past Lives, Poor Things, Zone of Interest, Godzilla Minus One, May, December, The Creator, Mission Impossible. I assume we both went Poor Things.
Poor Things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Poor Things was the correct answer.
Yeah,
for Best
would have been very cool to see it win, but I basically knew it wasn't.
No, I'm.
It was nice it got some stuff.
I'm glad it won all of the visual stuff, though.
Yeah. Yeah. I
don't think either one of us. I think.
I thought it was going to split with Barbie. I thought it was going to get production and Barbie was going to get costume. And it got both.
Costume, I guessed right for it.
Did you split it the other way?
What was the other?
Production.
Production design. No, we both said Poor Things. We both said Poor Things for production design.
Yeah.
I said Poor Things for costume
design. Oh, you said both. Okay.
And we both said Maestro for hair and makeup.
Yes, that was also surprising.
Fucking losers.
Another.
Although originally it was Golda, so you could have been way more wrong than me.
True. Yeah. Another blow for Jewface.
What I didn't care about, I'll tell you the award. Oh, that reminds me, I gotta say something else. But the one award I didn't care about was Best Original Song.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're like, who's the most famous person singing a song?
Eilish.
That's who wins.
Yeah.
Once they did the performance of the song from Flowers
not...
of the Killer Moon.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And once they did that performance, yeah. I was like, ooh, there's a chance that wins. There's a chance that White Guilt takes over,
yes.
And they go, that's the song.
That is a chance.
But
also,
famous
I don't,
people. That's all
I don't matter. Think that they should vote on song until after they're performed
yes.
at the Oscars. Because
Ken 100%.
Should have taken it by a fucking mile.
Even though he can't really sing that
he's
well.
He's not bad, though.
But he's not great. Like, he's okay.
Yeah.
But like the performance,
he's too good a singer for how beautiful and talented he is at everything
yes.
else.
Yep.
Like it's not fair.
And likeable.
Like, yeah. Like, oh, and he's also a pretty good singer.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Yeah, yeah. I agree. But yeah, so the two things I wanted to say, cause we're done now.
Yeah.
The two things I wanted to say about the Oscars were one, I know obviously it's a gag,
mm-hmm.
and it's everybody's having fun, but
I'm having fun,
but it's very,
are you having fun?
No, I'm never having fun.
Okay.
It's very funny to see where their standing is in Hollywood and life.
Yeah.
That John Cena does a gag where he's naked and reads an award. And then The Rock comes out looking like $1 billion with the biggest performing artist in the world that's not Taylor Swift and presents right after that. It's just very funny to see the dynamic of that.
Yeah. 'Cause
like Cena is The Rock of the next generation.
Yeah.
But is just like a joke.
But his
and The Rock,
that generation is less important.
And The Rock looks like he could pay people to have somebody killed.
Right now, if
yeah.
you wanted to.
Did you,
yeah.
obviously, did you do the Bad Bunny when he came on?
Bad Bunny?
Bad Bunny.
I think I brought up Bad Bunny. Also,
his English is terrible.
Yeah.
Even though he's technically American.
Yeah, but don't tell him that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he sort of, like, he couldn't read. Like, it's like he didn't know how to read English.
I do remember making a joke about him not being able to read.
Like, he really, like, and he kind of, like, leaned it towards the rock a little bit. But he then, was like, but then he still said it.
How do I, how do these, what, the these letters in this order make what?
Yeah. What is the combination I need to unlock here?
Shay and Gael, and I can't remember if Adam did or didn't. Maybe not.
Didn't know who Bad Bunny was.
I might have been the only person in the room who knew who Bad Bunny was. And like, Shay's like, who's Bad Bunny? I'm like, he might be the number one recording artist in the world.
I mean, outside of Taylor Swift, he's the highest earning, grossing, streamed artist in the world.
Yeah. And he's like,
and he's also a decent wrestler, except for if he's doing sliced breads.
Sure. And Shay was like, and I could tell, like, Shay was like surprised he had her. But I'm like, don't worry, the music is not for us.
No.
And he immediately understood.
Just think of everybody that lives south of America.
Yeah.
That's who listens to his music.
Yeah.
And also most of Southern America.
Yeah.
Like the, you know, the illegal parts.
the illegal parts
the
of America.
The second thing that I heard that I don't...
And another thing.
That I don't know is true is that they... So Pacino had to put a statement out about the reading Best Picture.
So for those who didn't see, the Oscars, for the most part, went smoothly. As long as you consider Jimmy Kimmel... being
an abortion of a comedian,
horrifically unfunny, smoothly, but that is par for the course.
Yeah.
There were no incidents.
The thing is, I do like Jimmy Kimmel.
He's fine. He
he's just terrible at this.
Yeah,
like everything is the worst. Like, because I mean, it's all, you know, lowest common denominator, like middle America jokes.
Let Mulaney do it.
But they fucking sucked.
Mulaney was the only good presenter.
There was one that, like, I don't remember the joke, but I actively, like, slunk down in the chair to the floor and was like, I wish you were dead.
Oh, yeah. We were, like, actively yelling at a lot of stuff.
He fucking sucked.
Yeah. So, sorry, did you say...
No, I said Pacino. So Pacino had to make the thing.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah.
Normally
was,
when they do.
I was clarifying the Pacino thing. So what happened was everything went pretty smooth until little homunculus Al Pacino.
Alfredo.
came out to read the Best Picture winner.
Yeah.
And the way he does it is.
Traditionally, you come up to do it. You say a quick little thing.
Yeah.
Then you list off. Because over the course of the night at the Oscars, they've been showing little clippy, trailery things of every movie nominated for Best Picture. You come up, you say your little thing, you say out loud every movie that is nominated for Best Picture.
But they seem to have stopped because they didn't do it with song either.
Yeah.
So anything they showed over the course of the ceremony, the nominees did not get read.
Yeah.
Come presentation time.
Yes.
So that's fine. That's not on L. But so Al opens the envelope, like squints at it and goes,
well, I think he said it before even he opened it that he said like, and I guess I have to go to the envelope for this.
Yeah.
And he like struggled to open the envelope.
Yeah.
And I was like, what is he doing?
Yeah. He's like, he was having old man times. Also, guy,
he's a father.
He produced
new father.
He produced viable semen in the last 12 months.
With like a 22-year-old.
Bonkers.
Disgusting.
Disgusting.
Also, fuck her. Like, seriously. Yeah. Like, you're a fucking dumb bitch.
Like, by all means, fuck 83-year-old Al Pacino for the story. Don't have a kid with him.
Yeah.
Come on.
You bitch.
That's disgusting. What's that kid's life gonna be?
Well, he's not gonna have a father, that's for sure.
Yeah.
There's no way Al Pacino's living another, like, 20 years.
No. So, yeah, whole thing's a mess there. So,
107-year-old Al Pacino.
At his kid's graduation.
At his kid's graduation.
So he struggles with the envelope, eventually gets it open, squints at it, and phrases in the form of a question, Jeopardy style, and my eyes see Oppenheimer?
And then
there is...
End of statement.
Silence. Because nobody knows if that's what his eyes saw, because it didn't seem like he was sure. That's what his eyes saw.
Yeah.
So we were all sort of waiting
he
for
might not have actually
some
seen...
kind of confirmation. And then he started reading the people's names.
Yeah.
Christopher Nolan, blah, 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 executive producer.
It was so anticlimactic.
Yeah. It deflated the whole
room. Yeah, because it didn't seem like he was actually reading it.
Yeah, we're like, oh, that was
weird.
How we decided to do the last and biggest award.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting choice.
Oh, I know the joke that Jimmy Kimmel said that made me slink
hurt you?
Down in my chair.
That tickled you in the pain zone?
After Emma Stone won Best Actress, and he said, make sure you cut up the thing so that we don't have another incident like before. Yep. And I was like, this is so fucking lame. None of your jokes are funny.
Mm-mm.
Let John Mulaney host it. Let fucking Bill Hader. Anyone who's funny.
Anyone who's written on SNL.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. Just somebody who's not Jimmy. Let Billy Crystal.
Let Leslie Jones.
George A. Mirzan. Reunite My Giant and put them as the
host.
Have
the cast of My Giant host the Oscars.
The worst. Anyways.
So Pacino statement.
Oh, yeah. He had just funny that he had to put out a statement that, like, that was how they told me to read it.
No.
And, like,
I was
told
you.
Not to say any of the nominees, and I was allowed to put my little flavor on it.
Well, you put bad, like, fine, don't read the nominees. They've already been said, that's fine. I'd prefer they were read, but whatever. That's not on you. The way you did it is on you, though.
Yes. Which led me to text you in all caps. Why do they keep letting old people read Best Picture?
Yep. Which then I read in real time and made the YMS Clips channel. Yep.
But they treat Best Picture like it's this, like, very traditional, like, because almost every year it's like a very, like, legendary person.
Yeah.
But you should just have the, like, whoever the most famous person in the world is at that time in movies should do Best Picture.
John Cena.
I mean, it could do John Cena. Could do Bad Bunny.
Could be Bad Bunny.
But, like, I don't know. Who's the number one star in the world? Like,
Zac Efron.
I mean, Margot Robbie, probably.
Jesus. Margot Wahlberg?
Yeah.
Margo, fuck yourself.
Margo, fuck yourself. Nice. I like it. Anyways, we did under 3 hours. Look at us.
Went in on that?
Congratulations. Smarch Madness, everybody. Tune in. Listen to next week's episode. Smarch Madness, the sexiest episode of the year. Fully erect episode. PayPal.me/softpaws. PayPal.me/notscotthenson. Follow us on social medias at those handles. And feel free to financially support our addictions.
Our lifestyles.
Thank you.
Even though you might not approve.
I love you, except for I don't love most of you, but I love some of you. Bye.
Name them.
Who I love or don't love.